Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, 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 yeah. In the paint, Blog Talk Radio. And I'm Crayon. New York is filled with ballers with nasty crossovers. Jump shots that pop from half court, a block over. The break's over, the Giants and the Jets going straight to the bowl, Yankees and the Mets rolling. The Rangers and Islanders, and how can I forget the Devils and Brooklyn Nets? You know I rep my Knicks. Brain scans reveal we the most knowledgeable fans. That's why we demand more for sitting in the stands. A lot of cats be hating, who's the best, but who's debating? We got a man on the street for sports conversation. In the paint, Blog Talk Radio. Go from the locker room to your headphone or stereo. Yo, them other sports shows really ain't about nothing. You got a topic, drop it, and it's open for discussion. Let me know, in the offseason, what players should we acquire? Who's hurt? Who should retire? What coach need to get fired? Hey, yo, in the paint, Blog Talk Radio. All you gotta do is call it once and let them know. And there you go. In the paint, Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Once again, giving you the real talk in sports. In the paint, Blog Talk Radio. Every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Catch my brother, Max611. Big brother, Cyclonus Walker. If you want to reach us by email, InThePaintRadio@gmail.com, baby. And we out.
Yeah. Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Once again, Max611, Big Brother R. This is the realest show in sports. It's called In the Paint. What's up, my fellas? How are you tonight? And how was your weekend over the Labor Day weekend that we had?
Nah. West Indian Day Parade, people. Please stop having your grandmother's parade around in two-piece bikinis. What are you trying to prove? Come on.
Oh.
That ruins my day every year. Hot, half-naked, 18 and 25-year-old chicks, God bless you. 60 to 70-year-old grandmothers, please keep your ass at home.
Come on, man.
That's a public service announcement. Thank you.
They feel in the spirit.
They feel in the cellulite. God damn it. It's a goddamn shame. Have some damn pride. Shaking your out-of-shape ass is not prideful.
There you have it. There you have it.
Oh, my God.
Always keeping it real. Always keeping it real. What's up, Big Brother R?
Hey, I'm just chilling, you know, another Tuesday night. Ready to get it crunk. You know what I'm saying? Ready to get it popping. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Let's go. First up, our dudes, dudettes, herds, and herbettes for the month of August. I'm a let Cyclonus start because he's got a little list and he's got a lot to say. Go ahead, my brother. Who's your dudette, dude, and who's your herb or herbette?
Well, my dudette for the month is still Gabby Douglas.
Okay.
God bless the flying squirrel. She needs a new nickname, though. And for the herbs of the month, Sheeran top villain is Ryan Loke, Elkie Cabrera, and Deshaun Jackson. Herbs.
Mm. Why those three gentlemen?
Or Ryan Loke.
And, you know, go, you know, by your list, you know.
Yeah, Ryan Loke for beefing with the great slow-mouthed rapper MC8. How do you still cheer? When I hear that word, I think of MC8 cherry curled ass. How you going to steal it and claim it as yours and trademark it? You piece of shit. And Melky Cabrera, I don't even have to say words for Melky. God damn, Melky. God damn. Your career is over. You ruined your career, bro. Ah, Deshaun Jackson. I would like to call Deshaun stupid, but he actually got his money. So in the big picture, he was right, but he also admitted that he's a piece of crap that will sabotage a team and destroy everybody's career just so he could benefit. So that's not somebody I would trust. That makes him a piece of crap. Those are my herbs. Oh, and Mitt Romney, he's a herb.
Wow, you just had to go. Wow, we heard it all tonight. Commentary on the West Indian Day Parade,
mm-hmm.
as well as commentary on politics.
I'm just like you people. I'm Mitt Romney. How come you don't have a corporate jet? I do. Get yours. That's how you think. I was born rich. How come you weren't?
I'm going to turn the mic over to my other brother, Big Brother R. Your dude, Herb, and start with your Herb.
Okay, well, before I get to that, I just like to add to the comment, you know, the Flaconis, you know, regarding Deshaun Jackson. You know, it's funny because on our YouTube page, we have a clip there talking about him half-assing it in 2011, and it was some comments made. You know, obviously Philly fans to the heart. You know, I'm not mad at them for defending their team and their players or whatnot, but, you know, they kind of signed off on his actions or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it just strikes me funny how people think and whatnot, you know? But getting back to my Herb and dude/dudette, the Herb, I got to go with Melky Cabrera as well. You know, I mean, this guy not only tried to cheat by using performance-enhancing, you know, drugs and whatnot. He also tried to cover it up with the buying of the existing website and trying to cover it up, you know, slickly, but even busted because apparently, you know, Major League Baseball officials are all over that. So that's definitely a big time Herb right there. For my dude, well, actually, to do that, I'm gonna go with also with Cyclones. You know, Gabby Douglas, of course, did a thing, shine. No matter how many haters she had on us, she just brushed them off. She was like, basically, F y'all. You know, I'm just going to get these gold medals and come back to America a hero. You know what I'm saying? So I'm proud of her, proud of her sister. She did a damn thing, and that's what's up.
All right. Back to Melky.
Okay.
You know investigators have computers, and they can check Melky. You know that?
You know what I mean? It was just crazy, man. I'm like, look at this guy, man, trying to cover this sucker up, man.
Nobody's
going to
this IP address. Nobody. Okay, Melky. Okay.
Yeah, you're a real fool, too, because, you know, like I said, he cost himself millions of dollars, man. It's just coming off season, you know? So,
yeah, he could have got at least 10 to 12 million.
Yeah,
in multiple years.
Of course, this off his career. He might not get picked up. Nope, you're going to get a real job with deported.
Well, San Francisco might drop him after this year, so, you know.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Yeah, for me, I'm going to roll with the consensus and give it to Gabby Douglas. She overcame many obstacles, you know, of course, racial taunts she received and just people doubting her, and she went out and she's a star. She's a superstar. And I think for the world has opened their eyes up to gymnastics and also the other members of the gymnastic team. They also were very good. We're going to see a lot from them in the coming years. Hopefully they all remain healthy and don't have any, you know, career-threatening injuries, and we're going to see them again, I believe.
Mm.
And I got to go with Melky Cabrera as my Herb. He's just – that just was ridiculous what he did. Ridiculous. I don't know what he was smoking and who advised him.
Melky should go into comedy. He's funny.
For sure, man. I mean, it was bad enough for you to get busted using, right? But then that plot to just try to, you know, to cover it up, and that's where the comedy comes in, man.
Huh?
I'm like,
nah.
This guy serious, man?
When keeping it real goes wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
It went way wrong. It went way wrong for him.
watch.
Couldn't believe that, man.
Funniest man ever.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, well. Yep, have fun. Have fun at the car wash, Milky. Have fun. Simonize it. Like I said, you are in a privileged position. Once you get there, try to keep that job for as long as possible. Remember, you make millions of dollars, but you don't own anything. And anytime you could be fired, especially when you do something stupid.
And that was. And you know what? Let me add something else to this with this guy. You know, like I said, man, he was in the Bronx, man. You know, there was a couple of guys that I know that Yankee fans, and they kind of try to big him up to me. And I'm like, yo, I'm not impressed by this cat, man. You know? I never was impressed by this cat.
Average.
90% of these dudes are probably juicing, but when you get caught, just take it. Take it. You know the outcome of using that stuff. You might get busted.
You know,
blab on nobody. Take your punishment. Move on.
Yeah.
And you'll still get paid because at the end of the day, the fans really don't care unless you're Barry Bonds, that is.
Yeah.
Everybody else, they give a pass except for Barry, unless you live in San Francisco. San Fran still got his back. But everywhere else, he's a marked man.
Yeah. Moving on, let's talk about Penn State losing its first game.
Thank God.
You were rooting against them?
No, I'm rooting for them. What do you think? Disgusting.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
They lost 24-14 to the University of Ohio. But despite the disappointing loss,
yes,
100,000 screaming, "We are Penn State" fans showed up.
So? That proves humanity is stupid. Millions of people supported Hitler. Was he right?
I'm in agreement with you.
Yeah, hold out.
As our brother Eric Leggett has said, he wouldn't let anybody know he went to that school if he had attended that school.
Damn.
You witness this idiotic group thought. 100,000 people. Idiotic group thought.
Yep.
Oh, well.
You know what? I also heard, before the game or whatnot, like they had some type of video that they were showing trying to highlight the school and academics, you know what I'm saying? You know, the students, the faculty, that type of thing. You know, trying to take the focus off of, you know, what happened, the scandal that happened, you know, regarding the football team and paternal and Sandusky and whatnot. But they should be careful with that, you know, because you don't want to, you know, kind of sweep it all under the rug, so to speak. You know, act like
you've been doing it for the last 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You really don't want to, you know, kind of send that message out there. You know, they have to acknowledge it, you know? So, but, you know, it's like Honus just said, man, like what they've been doing for the past, you know, decades or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So, you know how it is.
Oh, I almost forgot. Rest in peace to Michael Clark Duncan.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out
yes,
to him. Shout out to
exactly,
that brother.
Rest in peace,
fella.
Yes.
Damn shame. Yeah.
Yep.
May you rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Bush, Charlie Sheen, and Lil Wayne still alive. Disgusting.
Yeah, but, you know, like I said, man, you know what? It's going to be like this for a minute for them. You know, when you got your starters leaving, going to other schools, other programs, you know, gonna be losing for a little bit, you know, not long, but a little bit, you know. So, it's just funny how the 100,000 supporters, you know, we are Penn State. You know what? I mean, obviously they're brainwashed. They can't help themselves, you know. It's just they're brainwashed. They're not thinking on their own. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's all that is.
Like most idiots. Yeah, that's cool, man. Disgusting.
I mean, that's all it is, man. You know, they're not
cold.
Thinking.
That's mm-hmm. cold.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe Pa didn't know anything. He's innocent, huh?
still in self-denial, boy, I tell you. You know, still in self-denial. Mm-hmm.
Delusion.
Damn
shame.
Yeah, also, Cyclonus, didn't you say there was a certain priest who made comments last week regarding...
If you are convicted of what Sandusky was convicted of, and any cardinal, deacon, or friar comes to your defense, you're guilty. You are guilty. We already know what those people are about.
Right.
So if one of those people jump to defend you and they give their view of the world, God help you.
Yep.
That friar that defended Sandusky needs to be investigated. He needs to be put in prison after what he said. God knows how many victims he has.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His comments were so disgusting, I won't even repeat them.
Oh,
yeah, that's
well,
a,
he was
big,
on some BS.
Man.
He was
listen,
on some
man.
BS.
If you won't repeat them, I damn sure will.
Okay,
yeah,
go ahead. I just brushed my teeth. I can't repeat that.
You know what I'm saying? Now, first
of
all, I heard him. Now, first of all, this guy, he's a prominent New York-based friar, right?
Of course he is.
yeah, of course. His name is Father Benedict Groeschel, right? And some of the stuff that he said is just freaking ridiculous, man. He says in some of these cases, children looking for a father figure are responsible for the relationship with someone in a position of power, like a coach or a clergy member. He says, suppose you have a man having a nervous breakdown and a youngster comes after him. A lot of the cases, the youngster, being 14, 16, or 18 years old, is the seducer, right?
Yeah.
Now,
okay,
hold on, wait a minute. Pressed on that point even further. He goes, it's not so hard to see a kid looking for a father and didn't have his own, and they won't be planning to get into heavy-duty sex, but almost romantic, embracing kissing.
Can somebody please kill that man? Somebody. Somebody kill him. My God. That's disgusting.
I was reading this stuff, you know, yesterday and today, and disgusting. As you said, man, I need to go brush my damn teeth, as you just said, sir, because this is horrible, man. And this is a friar.
That's why I always said church ain't.
Yeah. You know what I gotta think. You know what. When I was going over this stuff, you know what came to my mind. I immediately thought of the Second Mile Foundation that was founded by Sandusky, right? And I'm thinking, damn. They probably have a network up in PA
probably.
And whatnot. You understand what I'm saying?
Probably.
They probably do.
It's a front.
Yeah. You know, and I believe maybe this friar is associated with that and other people as well. You understand? Because if I'm not mistaken, there was a story about one young man. I believe he's, I think he's a cop or something. And he was saying, you know, when he was involved in his Second Mile Foundation, how... You know, that organization was a front for, like, prostitutes, male and female, you know, and to very affluent people, like doctors, lawyers, that type of stuff, and how this whole network just basically got down. You understand?
Whoa.
Yeah. You know, that's you know, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's accusing, you know, Second Mile of, you know? So, I don't know, man.
And people still going to visit their church.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, boy. Lying in the stupid.
Yeah. moving on to boxing, I'm gonna turn the mic over to Cyclonus and Big Brother R. And, you know, y'all go ahead.
Well, first off, with boxing, I hate to say this, boxing is dying a slow, painful, horrible death. That's the sport that just shot itself in the head. Put on a fight on HBO with four unknown fighters that were all garbage. Like, why is this on the premium network?
Right.
Why are these people? It was disgusting. I'm looking for up-and-comers, but this was horrible. This was horrible. I'm not even going to mention the fighters' names. It's just boxing did this to itself. Boxing,
it sure did.
Yeah.
It used to be the number one sport. Now it's a fringe sport, and it's dying. Even hardcore fans are like, what am I doing? F this sport. Yeah, I'm to that point right now. This is horrible. Hopefully, the Chad Dawson fight, the Sergio Martinez-Chavez fight could pump some life into boxing. But other than that, it's... And I can't replace it with UFC. UFC, to me, is a joke. Outside of the real technicians like Anderson Silva, John Jones, Vitor, and Machida, most of those guys I ain't going to mention what they are. Man, but boxing, man. All right, let's just move on to Pacquiao and Marquez 4. This is one of
No. What about Amir Khan?
Oh, finally. I guess Amir listens to the show. Amir Khan is about to fire Freddie Roach. Something I said 2 years ago. Freddie Roach doesn't understand boxing. He understands professional brawling. That's about it. He lucked out with Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao gave him a star sign, made him look like he was a lead trainer, but only with Manny and no one else. Can't teach anybody else how to fight like Manny because that's how Manny fights.
I'm sorry, brother. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but when you finish your statement about Amir Khan, I got some stuff to add to that, man.
Yeah.
You know, so you go ahead with what you were saying. I'm so sorry, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, but Amir Khan, his last loss, it might be over for him. I don't know if he can absorb punishment like that anymore. That beatdown was so horrible. when you outdo Zab Judah in the chicken dance knockout, something is wrong. That was a devastating knockout he took. Yeah, Freddie got a show. Freddie was on that newsreels on Freddie. Like, he was the best trainer ever, and he's below average.
Wow.
And just look, anybody that's a fan of boxing, just look how Freddie Roach fought. Horrible.
But yeah, he's the Hall of Fame trainer.
Well, he's a Hall of Famer for other reasons. Not that I could prove, just my opinion.
Yeah, I feel you. Yo, let me just say this real quick, man, with this Amir Khan, Freddie Roach thing here. One thing is, you know, obviously Freddie pays more attention to Pacquiao than Khan. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's one reason why Khan is looking to split. You know what I'm saying? Because I think Freddie was saying if Khan's gonna fight in December and Pac's gonna fight in December, he's like, well, I'm going to ride with Pac, you know.
Of course, that's his bread and butter.
That's his bread and butter, exactly, man. So maybe he feels slighted. I'm talking about Khan. Maybe he feels a little bit slighted. You know what I'm saying? Also, I want to add, when they split, who do you think Khan should wind up with as a trainer?
Well, it's hard to teach a guy that's been fighting a certain way for all his life a new way of fighting at this stage in the game. But I don't know. Like I said, Mayweather Sr. and Roger Mayweather are great, great boxing technicians, but they're a acquired taste. You got to be able to deal with their mentalities and their crackhead speech patterns to get anything out of their training. You can do it. You might become a great master boxer. If not, you might be wasting your time. But I think he should go to like a Ronnie Shields or a Buddy McGirt. But he might want somebody more high profile than that.
Maybe like a Emmanuel Stewart, perhaps.
Yeah, Emmanuel Stewart is expensive though. He's very expensive. Mm. I think Amir Khan should go with what's his name? What's Bernard Hopkins' trainer?
Yeah, Nassim.
I think he started off with Nassim Richardson.
Another guy that's been mentioned out there is Adam Booth, believe it or not.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's another guy that I hear that's mentioned out there. You know, but I don't know, man. You might be right, man, as far as you're saying. It might be a little too late for that, you know. But you never know, man. If you could find a guy that could, like you know, minimize the negative, you know, aspects of your boxing game and highlight the positives, man. You never know, man. He might be able to make a little turnaround. You know what I'm saying?
Amir Khan, like the greatest boxer. He has heart. I give him that. He don't have any chin, but he has heart.
Exactly. You know?
So they might turn it around.
I mean, if there's a way for them to you know, kind of minimize the chin aspect, you know, maybe he can turn it around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's move
on from those two. let's move on to what's his name? Chavez Jr. and Chavez Sr. Chavez Sr. is a mean, heartless old bastard. I don't like Chavez Jr. What his father said to him and about him is old. I know he was drunk, but damn. You know when you're drunk, the truth comes out about how you really feel? I'm not your father. I wish you wasn't born. Your mother's a whore. You're not my son. What kind of father is that? Man, Chavez Sr., you're a piece of shit. Wonder your son is a drunk, punch drunk bastard. Man, made that boy an alcoholic.
Damn.
Yeah, but Chavez Jr., outside of coming into that match at 200 pounds, I don't see how he wins. Unless it's hometown cooking with the judge.
Well, damn, man, from what I understand. Now, it's funny you mentioned Chavez Sr. Now, he says that, what did he say about Martinez and whatnot? He said that, about Margarito, you know, saying that, well, damn, if Margarito knocked out Sergio Martinez, well, my son could do the same and whatnot, you know?
First off, I don't like Margarito.
Right.
God knows how long he was cheating. But your son is nothing like Margarito. nothing whatsoever. That's a weather. Nothing whatsoever. Yeah, your son is stir-fried garbage. Man, like I said, Margarito fought people.
Mm-hmm.
Who has Chavez Jr. fought?
Mm.
To make a comparison with Margarito, let alone him beating Martinez, nobody is Superman. People lose in boxing.
Right, right.
I know it's his son. He got to defend him, but that was just crazy.
Well, what do you call it, man? We all know that, you know, Junior's protected, so, you know.
It's very much so.
He's protected.
Very protected.
So. Mm-hmm. That's why I can't wait till you know, I can't wait until that fight happens with him and Martinez, man. And I hope Martinez knocks his ass out, to be honest, man. You know? I can't wait for that one.
Yeah. Are we finished with boxing?
Yeah, well,
no.
My prediction is Martinez knocks out Chavez Jr., and that'll be the end of it.
Yeah.
We're not finished with boxing. No. Sorry.
Go ahead. No, I was just asking.
Nah, it's all good. I'm just joking with you. You know, we're not finished, though. I like to bring
watch
up.
Watch your tone, though. Lower your eyes.
All right, don't get slapped. Don't get slapped. Okay.
Don't get glassed. Glassing rules still are in effect.
Jesus, I thought we moved past that. I guess it's always going to be here. I like to bring up a favorite of mine. You know, the cross-dressing Hispanic dude, you know, the former great Oscar De La Hoya, you know, that
you mean Precious?
No, you mean Goldie?
Baby Kate? Sweetheart? Goldie? As he's known in the underground world that he travels.
Right.
Oh, the world.
Somewhere within the confines of Chelsea, Boys Town in San Francisco, and the West Village in New York.
Wow.
And we won't talk about what he does in Europe and Asia.
Right. I like to talk about that real quick, man. Well, what's your guys' take on that, man?
Hey, he got the better lawyer team. You know,
yeah.
What the chick did, you know, she outed him. He admitted to it. You know, he didn't deny it. He said, yeah, I'm coked out.
Well, no, after a couple of years, you know, this ain't real. Really?
Right.
It's Photoshop. Okay, okay. That's the best Photoshop I ever saw.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, man, that whole thing was just crazy.
Outside of that, great. He's a great businessman. Or was it Richard Schaefer really running the show? Oh, well, we'll never know. He's paid.
Well, whoever, you know, his team is great. He's got a good team around him. You're only as good as your team.
Yeah.
And your advisors. Okay. Your advisors advise, and you take the advice or you don't take the advice.
Well, I know he's wilding out. He's wilding out. God knows how many years he's been doing that.
Yeah, for sure. I'm with you on that.
Damn. Oh, well, teach his own. Teach his own.
Yep. Now, I'd like to bring up something that Cyclonus mentioned the other day, man. This was with UFC and MMA. You were talking about John Jones, man.
Yeah, people are mad at him because he didn't take a fight on 3 days' notice. Now,
right.
Imagine that. You're sitting at home. Why don't you fight this guy in 3 days? What?
You know, right.
No, time to prep. No,
nah.
Nothing. And then people are mad at you for not taking the fight. Well, he's the champ. You should take the fight. You are out of your mind. Obviously, people that never fought before don't know nothing about fighting.
Right.
Nobody
right.
does that. Nobody.
Exactly.
People that do that are desperate up-and-comers. You don't do that to the champ.
Right. I agree with you 100%. I'm reading this crap, and I'm like, and some of the comments some of these so-called fans were making, man, was just ridiculous, man.
They hate John Jones for other reasons. I just don't like it. No, okay. They hate him for other reasons.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a damn shame, man, because you're prepping yourself against one competitor. All right, you're prepping yourself against Dan Henderson, okay? And then he goes down with an injury, and then they're going to throw somebody like Chael Sonnen at you with 3 days to prepare for him after he's been preparing for Henderson for 4 months.
Yeah, well, that's WWE stuff right there. First off,
yeah, man, come on, that's whack.
In any sport, you got to run a gauntlet. How does Chael Sonnen get his shot at the light heavyweight champ, after he loses to the middleweight champ? How does that happen? How come he doesn't have to run the gauntlet?
Yeah, man, I'm like, come on, that's stupid, man. You know, like I said, some of these ignorant fools, man, online, man. You know, the internet gangsters. You know, they're talking their stuff. And I'm like, first of all, you wouldn't even say that to John Jones face-to-face because he would wax your ass. That's one.
Well, if it was one of the fighters they like, well, I don't think my fighter should take this fight. It'd be different.
Right.
Since it's somebody they don't like, they'll throw him under the bus quick.
For sure, man. You know, and supposedly Dana White was, like a little bit upset behind that, and he had to cancel UFC 151, you know, and Jones is a stand-up guy because he apologized to I think it was like maybe 19 or 20 other fighters on that card for that night. You understand? You know, I understand that you didn't want to take that money away, whatever the case may be, or disappoint, you know, them with the cancellation.
Yeah, I understand that too. But 3 days notice? Hell.
Yeah, man, come on, that's whack, bro. You know, you can't pull. And just like you said, any professional, man, and even Jones said it himself, man, he said, if this was my first fight or one of my first fights, whatever, and I'm unknown, maybe I'll be forced to do
If you're up and coming with nothing to lose, do it.
No, yeah, you, right. You understand?
You're the champ.
You're the champion, man.
You want me to what? Hell.
Exactly. You know, so, just like you said, man, that's just crazy talk, man. I'm going to get the fuck out of here, man, you know? I mean, it pissed me off to read some of these comments from some of these jackets.
Well, don't take the comments.
I know, man, but it's just that, I'm not John Jones, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, man, I would be like, yo, are you fucking serious? You know? Come on.
Yep.
It's ridiculous, bro.
Oh, that's the world we live in.
Apparently. So sad. So sad.
I'll
you
never
know?
Say this to his face, but I'll whoop his ass on the keyboard. That's right.
Right.
See how I'm typing, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a freak
real
out
fast.
Exactly.
The world we live
so
in.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
All right.
I just wanted to go back. I wanted to talk about the Marquez Pacquiao fight.
Yeah, okay.
Nobody wants to see that. I know
no.
I don't.
No.
I know you gentlemen don't want to see it.
Nah, I've seen it three times.
Exactly.
You know, the first two were great. The first two were two exciting, really good fights. Three? Pacquiao lost that one.
Yep.
He lost, folks. But again, this is an Aaron fighter, so he's protected. They gave him the win.
Right.
Those of you who don't know boxing, Pacquiao has a lot of losses on the ledger. He's just been given a few.
Oh well. Walking in is everything.
I guess so. I guess apparently yeah. Shit. You know? Like I said, I'm not paying. You know what? I'll fuck that. I'll watch it. I ain't paying for that shit, but I'll watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll watch it. Of course.
We're going to see how they jerk Marquez again.
If I ain't got nothing else to do that night, yeah. I'll
Marquez
watch it.
Marquez
got to
know. If he doesn't knock out Pacquiao, he'll never win. Simple
yeah.
as that. Simple.
Yeah. Shouldn't even then.
Yeah. Well, he knocked him out, but it wasn't the correct power
right.
of the punch. It was only a 20 count when Pacquiao was on the canvas, so that's not
exactly.
good.
Exactly. You know? You're
they'll
crazy,
just,
man.
They'll just make up some new garbage.
You got that right.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Such is life. Such is life.
Yeah. So right. are we ready to move on to our
yeah.
next topic?
I'm a hardcore boxer, and boxing disgusts me right now.
Understood.
Big Brother R, Major Ooh. League Baseball. Quite a few things have happened in terms of the Red Sox, our New York Yankees, and questions about our New York Mets. I'm going to let you kick it off on any topic.
You know what? I'm going to keep it local. You understand? If you want to chime in with some out-of-town stuff, that's cool. But I'm going to keep it local.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Especially in regards to the Yankees. Last time I checked, they were losing. I could be wrong right now. You know what I'm saying? I think Tampa Bay was ahead 4-2. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the Yankees are, when Major League Baseball play started today, they were a game ahead. Yeah, one game lead for the AL East crown. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right now, you know, I guess maybe it was the dog days of August because they had a 10-game lead earlier.
Well, they do have some injuries.
Yes, they do.
That's the only excuse I can give them. But
yeah.
Last night's game or yesterday's game,
mm-hmm.
Robinson Cano,
yeah.
unacceptable. At the plate and in the field, unacceptable what he did, and his excuse is lame. Did he play today? Is he playing?
You know what? I have to find out. That I don't know as of yet, you know? Mm. I don't know if he's playing today. But I got to tell you, man, I don't know, brother. I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping that they can get it together, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, certain guys can come back on the mend. And they could pull
yeah.
it together. You know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
at one point, you talking about this team was like the best team in baseball.
It was smoking
yeah,
hot. They were the best
yeah.
team in baseball. And
yeah.
this is funny. You know, we always say baseball is a long season. It's
yes,
a marathon,
it
not a sprint.
Yeah, exactly.
And a 10-game lead gone in a matter of weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right, man. You know? But... Let me just say this real quick. He is playing. You know, Robinson is playing.
Oh, okay. Cause he
yeah,
said
he
his
is playing
hurt.
Tonight.
His hip locked up on him when he didn't dive for the ball. Now, as kids, we've all played baseball at some point.
Right.
I don't know about Cyclonus because he's not a big baseball fan.
As a kid, then I turned 14 and said, what the hell am I doing?
Okay. We all played baseball at some point as a kid.
Yes.
You play the infield, you dive for the ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you were taught since Little League, right?
Yeah. Sure.
He didn't dive for the ball. He just tried to run to it. He said his hip locked up on him.
Well, you know what? Let's say it did. You know, I mean, if that's what it was, fine. You know, could it be that? Could it also be a case of, you know, just not wanting to do it, not feel like diving? Could be that too.
Well, you know, some people like to make the spectacular play. Diving for the ball was the routine play. You know, you want in that situation, you wanted to keep the ball in the infield.
For sure.
Because you had a runner on second base, and
right.
He didn't do that. Also, at the plate, he hit a soft line drive.
Uh-huh.
He didn't run out of the box, which he has a habit of doing. As a child playing baseball, what were you taught in Little
League? You run out of everything.
The guy, third baseman, dropped the ball, and since he was still in the batter's box, he got thrown out. Basic baseball.
That's embarrassing, you know?
Oh, well.
That is embarrassing, man. Yeah,
and
no doubt.
That's the difference. That's the difference between Robinson Cano being a superstar and an MVP player than just a really good player. It's that little small thing. Those are the small things.
Well, you're
right.
Derek Jeter runs out every hit. Derek Jeter always makes the right play. He doesn't make that.
Keep going.
What are you saying, Cyclonus?
You expect Robinson to get cut up and dirty when he got a blonde hooker waiting in the hotel after the game?
Exactly.
See, you know why I love doing this show with Cyclonus?
Why is that?
He always brings truth and reality to any situation. And, and that is the truth
and
the reality of a multi-millionaire Major League Baseball player who's a star.
Well, you people that never been rich, you don't understand.
Hell yeah, man. Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Your thoughts on those two situations that happened with him? And he's had a history of not doing both, diving for balls and also running out ground ball.
Well, you know what? I think it has to do with this one. You know, and I hate to say it like this, but I'm just gonna say it anyway. It has to do with this one three letter word, and that's ego. You know what I mean?
EGO.
Yeah, EGO, man. I think it could be ego, man. You know, I mean, after a while, you know, when people tell you, and you hear that you know you're one of the best players, one of the best young talents, you know, in the in New York or whatnot, you know, I mean, does it start to get to your head? Is your ego starting to get big? You know, I would hope not, man, because I like this kid. I think he's fantastic. You know what I'm saying? But then, see, I'm just saying it right now. I think he's fantastic. Imagine hundreds, thousands of people telling you the same thing, you know, gassing you up and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel you have to play as hard, perhaps. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, I'm just saying, man. You know,
all I know, if I was struggling and I get to a point where I'm now a multi millionaire, I'm not gonna do shit anymore.
See?
The end.
And you'll be out the league.
And I'm rich. So what?
See, he's rich. You don't care. Exactly.
You become Eddie Curry, who also we'll talk about him during our basketball. We'll talk about him during our basketball session.
Because
there's news on him.
You can't diss the great Eddie Curry. He has a ring.
But you see what I'm saying?
I didn't mean to go off topic.
Patrick Ewing doesn't have a ring. Charles Barkley doesn't have a ring.
Okay, who's respected, though?
Eddie,
Eddie Curry also owes a lot of people money, one being Juwan Howard. Check our a skit on that, you know, in the locker room of the Miami Heat. Go on our YouTube channel.
If Eddie Curry,
yes, I will. I will self-promote
ourselves. Are you giving it to him?
Excuse me?
If Eddie Curry came to you and asked for $100,000, are you giving that to him?
Am I a multimillionaire?
Whatever. Are you giving him $5?
No.
Then that's Juwan
no.
Howard.
Oh, my God.
You guys, boy, Juwan, you know I got you, right? All right, Eddie, come on. He'll pay me back in 3 months. All right, Juwan, trust me. All right. That's the dude you're giving money to? That dude?
I didn't say I was giving him money. I'm just saying. I'm going to turn the mic back to you. I'm sorry that we digressed.
Oh, my God.
And went on that diatribe.
Yeah, you guys are fucking hilarious with that shit. Anyway, like I said, man, that ass psychologist was saying, man, you know, and he was being brutally honest as always. Yeah. You know, if you got a lot of people telling you one thing, man, you start to believe it and whatnot, which is fine, but you know what? Let's take a look at just as another Yankee that's currently on the team right now, Derek Jeter. You know, we all know he's a legend. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, but, he is.
But he's also a prime example of excellence because he's still going out there, running out ground balls, diving. He's setting a great example. You understand? You know, and obviously, you know, perhaps Cano is not following that lead, you know? You know, hell, maybe Derek should take him to the side, and say, hey, listen, I see you're not really, you know, you're not applying all of yourself to this game, you know? You know, you could have made that play yesterday, you know, and you know, helped us out, man, but, you know, not running out the hit and whatnot. I'm like, come on, man. You know, if I'm Jeter, I'm going to talk to this guy because it's apparent I'm going to see it, you know? So, I don't know, man. I hope Cano gets straightened out, gets head on straight. Yeah, we know it's a long season, but you gotta if you're gonna be receiving this type of money, you gotta play all out all the time, man.
Really?
That's just me. Yeah, really.
Right.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
Yeah, really. That's why I said it.
The more money you make, the lazier you get.
And that's what the fuck is wrong right there. That's what's wrong right there. That's
a hungry boxer.
Wrong.
When you get me, you get it knocked out.
That is what's wrong right there. But yet you want you know, little kids and fans to go buy your jersey with your number on it. F you.
That ain't their problem.
You know what I'm saying?
If somebody's willing to buy it, so be it.
Whatever, man. So you know what I'm saying? That's bullshit right there.
Yeah, but it's the truth.
And some guys are out the league. Look at Vernon Golston, NFL player. He just got cut. So he was a number one pick and never lived up to that promise. Done.
Well,
yeah.
Because he didn't produce on the field. At least Cano has produced on the field.
Nah,
but
no
he
doubt.
Should be
no
doing
doubt.
Better. And these situations shouldn't be talking about this right now.
Not, you know
You're
what?
A major
not
leaguer.
Even, not even producing, but at least do the But, I mean, come on, really? Do the basic shit. I mean, come on, man. If you hit a ball,
yeah,
man,
even
if it's hit to the fucking pitcher, just run it out a little bit, man. Damn. You know? If a ball is going by you, man, will it kill you to get your uniform dirty? Come on, man. Stop that BS, bro. You know? Get off that bullshit.
Slide in the dirt? Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're paying $15 million a year, you damn right, man. You better slide in that dirt. Shit.
And isn't it near his contract year? He better get dirty.
Exactly. Come on, man. That's ridiculous, man. You ain't on that diva level yet, man. Stop the bullshit.
And you know this also smacks and talks about who the manager is. Girardi also he messed up that game. He made a comment to the media. He said we aren't doing it offensively, defensively, pitching wise, also manager wise, because you should have took Bill Hughes out yesterday.
Right.
Somebody somebody, one of the players on the team that faced him, he smacked a 3-run home run early in the game. Mm-hmm. I would have took him out. You know, he did what he could. They were mm-hmm. in the game. What happened when that dude came up again? He smacked another home run.
Yeah, well, what can I tell you, man? What can I tell you?
And that's on the manager. He's real blasé.
For sure. You know,
I'm sorry, big brother. Your team takes on the personality of the manager or coach.
For sure.
You know, I'm not a super fan of
mm-hmm.
the manager.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just lucked up to be blessed with a team that's really good. Girardi's really not a great manager. He's average at best.
Okay. That's been brought up before. You know what I'm saying? I've heard that statement you just made before, you know? So it's just them assembling the best talent they can, you know, out in the Bronx. I'm not mad at it because, you know, they've got oodles and oodles of money. So, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So I can't get mad at that. You know, it really doesn't – sometimes to a point where it doesn't even matter who's managing the Yankees. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, they the thing is, man, and this is the one thing that all true Yankee fans really know, is that you cannot live by the long ball. That's it. You understand? That's their major problem, because that's how they win a lot of games, through the long ball. You know, I don't really think they're that type of a hungry of a ball club to produce runs. You understand? Now producing runs is different. You understand? Because that's like getting a single, advancing the runner over to second, maybe getting another single and driving that guy in. Or you understand what I'm saying? Their thing is, offensive-wise, is to drive the long ball. You know? That's what their game is built off. You know? So, yeah, when a team game is built off that, man, you know, you're not going to have too many you're not going to be able to strategize, you know, managerial-wise. You know, you're not. You know, so, you know, and that's why they're in the predicament they are in now, man. You know, I mean, damn, they're about to lose this damn game. It's like 5-2 in the seventh inning. You understand? And yo, I'm serious, man. So, you know, if you get into a tie or you start, you know, losing your lead, man, then you got to start talking about the wild card. You know, you got to go in as a divisional champion. You understand? So, well, we'll see how it pans out for Bronx, man. They still got a month left, so we'll see.
Yeah. We were talking yesterday. I brought this up in our pre-production meeting about the New York Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Should they, you know, at the end of the season, should they trade David Wright, R.A. Dickey, and John Neese and get a boatload of prospects and other good players?
Yes.
Load the team up.
Blow the team up. Yeah, you know what? At first, I was kind of like 50-50 on it, but then thinking about it, why not? You know, again. Why not again, you know? I mean, Cyclonus, we were talking yesterday, man, and you know, I think you were against trading Dickey, but you found out his age. You was like, oh, well, you know,
see you later. Ready for AARP. Get rid of him.
And he has a special. He uses one pitch,
right?
All most of 95% of the time, which is
mm-hmm.
the knuckleball, which is a tricky
right.
pitch because some days you can be on and some
mm-hmm.
some days you can be off. And this
right.
year he just happened. He's been on.
He's been on for sure, man. You know, but why not? Why not? You're not getting nothing out of one of my favorite players on the Mets, Jason Day. You know, you're not really getting anything out of him. Why not start over? I mean, damn. I mean, obviously, nothing else has been working, you know. Nothing else has been working. So you might as well get some prospects that are blue chippers, you know, maybe come through the system, maybe play hard for you, you know, and see if you get lucky that way. Why not?
Hit the Mets? I don't know. You don't want blue chip players here.
But, of course, they probably won't even heed a word that we're saying, and will continue.
Oh,
with,
no.
We'll continue with the infamous operations manual, of course.
Oh, yeah. Jason Bay hit a home run, and he's now batting a crisp 163.
Nice. Great.
Real.
Way to go.
Real crisp. Real crisp.
Way to go.
Just how we like it. Nice and crisp.
Oh, my God. Man, let's just blow this damn team up, man, again. You know, I mean, if you get rid of those three guys, you might be able to pull, you know, maybe a good 7 or 8, you know, blue chip prospects. Why not? You know?
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. Yeah.
I like David Wright, but you got him playing. He's been playing by himself the past year. This year, he's been playing by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Ike Davis is having a decent year, but he's batting .224.
He's
crisply.
Sucks. Not having a decent year.
Crisply. Well, he's got 25 home runs. I ain't mad at that, but
right, you know what
your
that
batting average
of?
Has to be better.
You know what that reminds me of? A guy named
I know it.
I'm going to show you how old I am, guys. Dave Kingman. That's who he reminds me of right now.
Yes. Yeah, Dave Kingman was hit and miss. He either was going to hit it out the park, or he was going to strike out, or he was going to pop up.
Exactly. Thank you.
There was no in-between for him.
None. Nope. So,
and
that's
he has,
why I say,
I believe he has 300, 400 home runs. I think he has 500 home runs.
Nah, he don't have that.
He ain't going in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
he
ain't got that.
He has about 300, 400 home runs.
Something like that, yeah.
He ain't going
like
in
that,
the Hall of Fame, though.
Hell to no. And that's why I say Ike Davis sucks. Unless proven otherwise.
Well, he's actually doing worse than Kingman. At least Kingman was averaging 30 home runs, 35 home runs
for a couple
of years.
Trade
he hit a crisp two. He hit a crisp .220 also.
Trade those guys and bring in some new talent. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
I
also wanted to bring up the Boston Red Sox. Management has spoken to Mr. Bobby Valentine, and it seems they are endorsing him for the rest of the year.
Well, what can I say? You know? Well, you know what? They should. You got rid of the troublemakers, I mean, apparently, so why the fuck not? Why not? What's one more year? You know, you got rid of Josh Beckett. You got rid of some other cats or whatnot, you know, that were troublesome. So why the fuck not? See you later. You know?
Well, here's my thing.
What's that?
I think they should cut their losses and get rid of Bobby, because he's totally lost that locker room. And
okay.
You know what? I don't care, because it's the Boston Red Sox, but I'm being realistic.
Right.
This is me speaking as a baseball fan, as opposed to me being a Boston hater, which I am.
Mm-hmm.
win more than two, however many you have, doesn't compare with our Yankees. But I think they should cut their losses with him. It didn't work out. Move on.
Yeah, damn right, it didn't work out. Shit.
Which is a beautiful thing for us Yankees.
Well, don't count the chickens before they hatch. We're still in the thick of things with a month left.
Yeah. But Boston is in, like, last place. So, you know, kudos for them.
Right.
Great year. Bang up job, guys.
Boston. Yeah. Have fun
doing
eating
it.
More chicken and drinking beer in the dugout.
Yeah. Your thoughts, Cyclonus, on Bobby Valentine and the Red Sox?
Boston sucks. Baseball sucks. The end.
No, you speaking and analyzing them for the year. He lost the locker room, and they're in last place.
Oh, well, play better.
As an owner, would you move on? Would
play
you
better.
Move on?
You said.
As an owner, would you move on?
Well, if you're doing is not working, then obviously you move on. That's common sense in life.
Mm-hmm. If you continue doing the same destructive pattern that doesn't work for you, a la the Knicks and the Mets, you're not going to win anything ever. Damn.
Yeah. Your final thoughts on the whole situation, Big Brother R?
I tell you honestly, man. Like I said, you guys, you know what? I'd be willing to give him a chance, man. You know, only because you already got rid of the problems. So, you know what? Well, you got rid of most of the problems. Come back fresh next year. Why not? Yeah, and that, you know what the other thing is? Since that trade with the Dodgers, they have more flexibility. So maybe they could, you know, do something, you know, and put a real competitive team out there with Valentine for next year. So why not? Why not? Give it a year.
Okay. Let's move on to basketball. The big man, the big fella, the number one Hoyer destroyer, Patrick Ewing, has decided to put his hat and rebrand himself and put out those Ewing sneakers again.
Okay.
How do you guys feel about that?
I guess Patrick.
And they're going to be affordable.
Patrick is re-upping to go to the Gold Club in ATL, so he needs more money. That's what that is.
Oh, my God.
Somebody's got to sell sneakers. Somebody's got to do it.
How much are these sneakers going to retail for? Do you know?
He said they were going to retail at $100 starting. So.
Of course.
I don't know if I'll be able to cop those, man. Like I said, I'm dead serious, man. I've never paid $100 for a pair of sneakers in my life. Never. And I don't know if I want to start now. And I don't know if I want to start now with Ewings. Okay?
Ewings.
I'm sorry. It's got to be real. You know, I mean, that's just me. You know, I'm comfortable with my $75, $85 kicks, whatever. You know, sometimes less than that. You know, because I'll rock the Chuck Taylors, too. You understand? You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
I'll leave it at that.
I liked the sneakers back in the day. They had the strap. Cat, I'm going to age myself also. Cats used to take their beeper and attach it to the strap. And you know,
okay.
they were cool looking sneakers. They were cool to play ball in also. $100 ain't too bad for me. I gotta see how they look. If they appeal to my eye,
yeah.
I'ma rock with Ewing. And also, people don't know that although he might have sold tons of them here in New York City because he played for the New York Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
He grossed between $100 to $200 million. His last go around with those sneakers, so it's not he had a market and he sized on the market, and the market sort of he got caught up in the Reebok, Adidas, Nike, Fila frenzy that went on in the 90s.
Okay,
you know,
okay,
in terms of basketball sneakers. So he has a market. I think, you know, he's not coaching anymore right now. Nobody's picked him up. So you got to do something.
Right. You know what? It's funny, too, because I was hearing about how, you know, he wouldn't go, like, worldwide. It was just basically local, if I'm not, you know, mistaken.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So then, you know what? I guess in a way they're kind of testing, you know, the market, you know, right now. So I think that's a good move for him, you know, especially with the marketing thing, you know, not – trying to go against the big boy Nike and stuff like that. So I think that's a good move by him. You know, it's nice, solid, you know what I'm saying? So solid move by him and his team.
Yeah. I wish him luck on that endeavor. You know, he's always been a good dude, you know.
For sure.
Always been a good dude, and he's always maintained his integrity. You know, there are no real bad stories about him that we know of.
Gold Club. Gold Club tricking in the Gold Club.
Well, that was the whole Knicks squad back in the 90s.
But his name is promptly mentioned.
And everybody else in the NBA.
There you go.
Well, that was Mike Luke. That was Mike Lupica hating because he couldn't get in the Gold Club.
Mike Luca pays his mortgage talking about people. What do you think he's
going to
do?
Yeah. Moving on from that, it seems Dwight Howard, he's a Los Angeles Laker now, so we know who works currently as a coach and an advisor for the Los Angeles Lakers. Famed New Yorker, Harlem Knight, Lou Alcindor, now known as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and yes, he is a legendary weed head. He probably is rocking out the Cypress Hill right now as we speak, or some Bob Marley. Depends on what mood he's in. But
right.
I've heard a story from somebody I know.
He strikes
me
more as a Parliament Funkadelic dude.
That too. Heard Kareem actually, he saw Kareem in Jamaica, and they chiefed out a few. But
he could do that.
Yeah, your thoughts on Dwight Howard now? Let's go back. Dwight Howard has also worked under the tutelage of Hakeem Olajuwon and Patrick Ewing, two other esteemed legends, and he sort of hasn't rounded out to become the offensive player that he should be. I mean, he's a great defensive player and a great rebounder, but offensively, he needs to work on his game. Do you guys think this is going to help him?
We shall find out.
Well,
it should help him, but is he receptive to the training?
Yep. Exactly. I agree with what Slyphonis just said, man. You know, and I had said that, you know, this is like a huge thing to me with him, is the fact that maturity. We're going to see if he matures, because if you have a legend like Abdul-Jabbar that's going to teach you, you know, and work with you, you have to listen. You have to listen. And I also want to see if he really, truly, and I mean truly, wants to improve his game. You understand? You have a chance to learn from the best. You understand? The all-time leading scorer in the NBA. You understand? You better keep your ears open. You know what I'm saying? So whatever he has to offer you, you have to listen. You know? If he doesn't, well, then you know what? What can I say? I hate to say it like this, but it's typical Dwight. You know? In my heart of hearts, I don't really think he's going to be that stupid to not listen.
Let us hope.
I really don't believe he could be that ignorant and dumb not to take this man's advice. You know what I'm saying? On how to develop a little, post game. You understand what I'm saying? And to have a little move, a couple of moves, you know, like maybe a sky hook or something like that. If he doesn't, man, he's a real jackass. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? That's just
his whole offensive game is him catching lobs or catching rebounds and putting the ball back in the hoop.
Right.
And running the floor. He doesn't shoot free throws very well, which is a cardinal sin in my book. Somebody should have never left the gym unless he hit 1,000 free throws.
What are you talking about? He's trying to be like Shaq.
Well, you and our brother Larry have said that many times, but that's the difference between him getting sixth place in the MVP polls and making his team better and not being a liability and being off the floor, you know, in critical situations. If he hit six, if he could go up to 65% this year, that would increase his point average probably 8 points. if he went up to 70, 75, that's probably 12 points.
Yeah.
Just because of the attention he attracts in the flow of a game.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, all I can say is we shall see.
Yeah. Yeah, we shall see, man. Well, you know, he didn't listen. I mean, you know, I don't know if he listened to Elijah on like that. I mean, we know he didn't listen to Ewing, you know, when Ewing was in Orlando, you know, at the time.
Guys are old. What do you know?
Yeah, exactly. I don't really know how. I don't know if it really panned out with Hakeem, you know. But like I said, we're talking about the all-time NBA scoring champ. Okay, this is on some other next level shit. You understand? If you can't listen to this man, if you can't listen to this man, plus the fact he smoked weed, you can't listen to this man. Something wrong, man. Something wrong.
Well, you know what? I think Olajuwon, from a technical standpoint, Olajuwon is one of the better centers in the NBA. I mean, he had a little finesse. He had a little power to. He had a lot of power to his game. He was versatile.
Right.
Patrick Ewing was a jump shooting. He became a jump shooting center after, you know, his knee injuries. Also, another guy. Fundamentally, he was okay. Real physical guy. Ran the floor. Dwight Howard can't shoot. That's obvious.
Right.
His jumper is non-existent. And both Olajuwon and Ewing both had jumpers. Olajuwon has, you know, phenomenal post moves. Him and Kevin McHale have the most moves I've ever seen for a center. You know, he can put the ball on the floor a little. He'd drive by you. He could shoot. You know, he did a lot of everything on the floor. Could pass a little. Dwight Howard hasn't even proven he can, you know, when the double team comes, he's not a smart passer. At least Shaq could do that. Shaq was a great passer, was a very good passer for a big man. He has a, listen, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, bar none, one of the best centers ever. I mean, offensively, another guy, he had post moves. You could not stop the sky hook.
Could not.
If he develops a baby hook, you know.
Exactly. A reliable baby hook. You know?
Yo, we got some callers in the queue. I'm going to bring them in.
Okay.
Yeah. Last four digits, 5116. State your name where you're calling from.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Ray Diaz from Jersey.
Big Ray, what's up, my brother?
What's up, my brothers? Yeah, let me chime in real quick, and then I want to leave. I just wanted to make a statement to the Knicks. You know, we could talk about him learning from, first of all, Kareem is about, what, a half a foot taller than him. So, I mean, I wouldn't expect him to totally emulate what Kareem did. I think Dwight Howard is fine just how to get as he is right now. People forget he doesn't need, he's playing, you know, with Nash and Bryant, and he doesn't need to have all these individual, you know, statistics go up in, for them to win. People forget guys like Bill Wellington and guys like Luke Longley and you know, those type of, you know, these guys have multiple rings because they played, you know, they were good role player, and we all know Dwight Howard is more than just a role player. So I wouldn't be really too much anticipating such a statistical jump with Dwight.
Well, he should work on his foul shooting. That's a sin to me.
Just like any professional, you need to work on whatever you do to you get better. I mean, honestly, really, like, if I was a Laker fan, I'd be pleased with what I have right now, today.
No, really, he's great. Don't get me wrong.
No doubt.
Older White
if
has
I was
to
a Laker fan.
He has to be bedded in.
Unfortunately, I play with the whole, I go for the hometown team. And I just want to let this open question. Like, are people underestimating how, okay, if just a big hypothetical, a big if.
Mm-hmm.
If Amari comes with his A game, how much he improves the Knicks' chances, you know, of winning this year?
Well,
I mean, if Amari is Amari,
my opinion, I could be wrong, but Amari is a weak head case whose body is breaking down. His A game is gone. I think he got like 5 or 6 good games in him before his body starts breaking down
five
again.
5 or 6 good games?
Yes.
Well,
I thought he was going to say years.
I just want everybody to keep in mind, they said that about him, what, twice before in his career, with the first knee injury and
mm-hmm.
the second he had the right injury.
And now he's only older and more broken up since then.
Well, I
just been counted out before.
I'll say this. He has yet to finish a playoff series.
Thank you.
He's injured. The last two for the Knicks. One because he was trying to do dunks and he hurt his back, which is now still sore, and him punching his hand through the glass.
Not to mention Carmelo took his shine away.
His shine.
It's my team now. Goodbye, Amari. Goodbye.
Yeah, he played second fiddle before, I mean, to Steve Nash. And but I really believe that he is the key. He's the key. If he can resemble dominant form, then they could beat anybody out there. You know.
Hmm.
But that's how I personally feel, but I don't know if it's just fanfare
okay.
or whatever.
Well,
okay.
You know, Nick fans got to think that. they got to get something out of watching for years their team. They got to think that.
Well.
But in reality, I don't think Amari's going to do anything. Like I said, the Knicks are the second to weakest team in the East right now. They got a lot to contend with this season coming up.
You know what?
Wow. That's kind of harsh.
Kind
of the second of the weakest team.
You know what?
Okay.
Who are they better? Outside of the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are they better than in the East?
Oh, you're bugging.
Orlando.
I'm bugging.
Oh, Orlando.
You're bugging,
Orlando.
Milwaukee. They're better than two teams.
Milwaukee.
Teams.
You are wilding, son.
Eh, the Bucks. The Bucks. The Knicks suck.
And there goes the recurring theme. Let me just say this real quick, man. This is my brother Ray, man.
Washington.
Yeah.
Oh, this is also the man who blessed us with the in the paint
right.
theme. Thank you again,
right.
brother. Hot joint.
You know what I'm saying? Let me just say this to Ray real quick, man. You know what? Like I said, man. I would love for Amar. It's a question mark to me, man. You know, it really is, man, because I don't know if this guy can actually stay healthy, you know, for a whole season, man. Even if he does bring his A game, if he does, will it be for 82 games or will it be for 50 games?
6 games.
You understand?
6
games.
Yeah. You understand where I'm coming from? I mean,
yeah.
I would love to see him play 82 games and have an A game. I would love it because I really do believe that, yeah, it would make a difference. You understand what I'm saying? But
yeah.
It's a question mark. Will it actually come to fruition? That's the thing. And you know, based on what we've seen so far, it's got to be a no. You know?
Mm.
It's got to be a no right now because look at this.
Everybody remember about 2 years ago when Carmelo – he went. I'm on the Jersey Transit.
Oh.
2 years ago, when Carmelo was in the Boston Garden and he had that streak, using all those shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the resounding, I think everybody had the same thought that, oh, if he had a little bit of help, you know.
Yeah.
And the following year, everybody jumped on the Knicks. Well, you know, they didn't have a point guard the whole year.
Right.
And Amari was hurt the whole year. You know? Now we're in a position where, you know, this is the best, this is going to be the best, most complete squad we've had in the last three, three. Since we had that big trade where we traded the top four of the starters.
Right.
So
I would, you know what, I'm inclined to agree with you on that, because you do have two proven point guards, you know, in Raymond Felton and also, you know, Jason Kidd, you know. Now, the thing, of course, with Kidd is, you know, he's a little bit grizzled, long in the tooth, you know what I'm saying? But he is a point guard, you know what I'm saying? It's just that, like I said, man, can we keep this guy on the court for a full year? And if he is on the court, can he return to have his be on his A game? You know, that's the thing. I mean, like I said, I have to see. I can't really, you know, I would love it, to be honest with you. You know, as a New York Knicks fan, you know, I would love it. But, you know, it's a huge question mark. You know?
It's hard being a Knicks fan, but
it is hard.
But you know, it's hard not to be optimistic knowing the talent that
right.
you have. So
right. No, I feel you. I respect your opinion. Don't get me wrong. I totally respect what you're saying. You know, but you know, I mean, listen. Sometimes I could be a pie in the sky and whatnot, but you know, reality is, man. You know, I mean, he hasn't shown that he could be durable like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going on what I've seen.
Word,
you know,
for history, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all. You know, I'm not making this up, you know? So.
Oh, man. I need to get into another sport, man, because the basketball thing is killing me. Waiting for it to start, the offseason.
Yeah.
Drama,
yeah.
The I can't take it. But yo, we got to do a little guy's trip to check out the Brooklyn Nets.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know, like, because that's gonna be the first home game in Brooklyn in like 50 years or so. So
yeah.
You know, it's gonna be crazy. I know people from Brooklyn are just like. Who are like ridiculous
Great.
Brooklyn fanatics, and they don't even have a sports team.
Yeah, they're hype. Everybody's hype now. You know what I'm saying? So they waiting. They looking at chops. You know.
And if these guys I have good, oh man, it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough. If you don't realize, like in 10, 20 years, you know how many Knicks fans, how many of the new generation is gonna be Nets fans?
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
the Knicks fool. That's their fool.
Well, I think it'll be honestly that you know I'm loving the move to Brooklyn. You know, now that we have a real you know basketball rivalry in the city, so I think that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? So you know, perhaps competition will bring out the best of these two teams. You know,
and people don't realize like the true potential in this mm-hmm. is that we can have. A basketball wives Brooklyn.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no, 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 please.
See,
anything but that.
Black people have enough damage without that. We don't need that locally.
Anything but that, brother.
Yeah.
Anything but that. You know? I can't take that.
Yeah, my brothers, I gotta go, man, but it's been great
All
talking
right,
to
dude.
You.
Hey, same here, brother.
Man.
Hell yeah.
Wives Brooklyn. Disgusting.
Oh, my God. That's horrible, man. Horrible. You know what I'm saying?
What those birds did in Atlanta is enough for me.
Tell me about it, man.
I can't.
You know?
I would line them up and shoot. I wouldn't shoot anything. I would just throw metal at them. I put it that way.
I can't. Let me tell you something. I cannot stand that crap. You hear me? I hate it.
It's garbage. Garbage. Let's move on to our football. Maurice Jones-Drew returned to the Jacksonville camp after sitting out he sat out all of preseason.
Mm.
Your thoughts?
Well, he tried to get the money and it backfired. Time to go back to work. The end.
Just don't do it to Sean Jackson during the season.
Well, he's not in a position to do that, being, you know.
Uh-huh.
Plus, he's not that type anyway.
You don't know him on a personal level. You don't know how he is. What are you talking about?
Nah, he plays hard.
You don't know him.
I don't, but he's one of the best backs in the league, and he plays hard every game.
We'll see.
So he doesn't do the Deshaun Jackson.
We'll see. We'll see if his broke ass plays hard this year.
Well, we'll see.
Oh my God.
We'll see.
I only got $22 million. I'm poor. F this team. You don't know how this man is thinking.
Well, it depends. But as evidenced by his stats, and the team he plays for is garbage. But evidenced by the stats, he plays hard. I can't say that for Deshaun Jackson. His stats were horrible last year.
Because he wasn't playing.
And like I said, he's back in camp, so I guess he's ready to honor his contract. More of a Asiyu Manura type than a Deshaun Jackson type.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm kind of waffling on this subject right now. You know what I'm saying? I understand, you know, you want to get paid. And I've also been a guy to say, well, you know what? This is the contract signed. Okay, you're outperforming and whatnot. You know, I live in one of those worlds I guess called fantasy land, you know, where, you know, if you outperform your contract, you're supposed to be rewarded appropriately, you know? But the reality is people get injured, stuff like that happens, and if you get injured and you're trying to, you know, negotiate, you know, a mega bucks contract, basically the team and, should I say, the ownership is going to be like, oh, well, we don't know if you're going to be able to perform like that again, you know, and they wind up getting screwed or whatnot. You know, it's a tough line, you know? It's tough. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the guy has, you know, on one side, you know, Jones-Drew, he does have the stats. You know, he's the leading rusher in the NFL last year. His numbers are comparable. You know what I'm saying? The teams, his stats are compatible to Adrian Peterson, who gets like $8 million a year. You know what I'm saying? So am I saying he should get $8 million a year? No. If he did get a new contract, maybe about $1 million less, roughly. You understand? Maybe about $1 million less. You know, he would still get that pay raise. I don't think it's AP money, but I'm just saying, man, it's a tough line. You know, I mean, you want to compensate people fairly, but you know, you don't want to, with something like 2 or 3 years left on the deal. You know, it's kind of hard.
Well, the owner,
you know what I'm saying?
The owner, Jacksonville said he wouldn't set that precedent. Suppose he did that with Maurice Jones-Drew, and then everybody else on the team. Well, you know, I'll perform my contract last year. So you got to give me more money, which is, I would say that's fair business.
Right.
You know, I'll take care of you later. He's already made $22 million off of this contract.
Okay.
So he's made a lot. It was like most football contracts. Is front loaded and filled with bonuses early in the contract.
Right.
And as you get older, your body, you know, the owners know football players' bodies break down. So, you know, your contract is decreased, which is smart business, which is what the Yankees should have done with A-Rod. But, you know, we won't talk. But that's for another show.
All right. We'll see how this turns out for Maurice. I mean, you know what? Obviously, you gotta work off that that holdout. You know what I'm saying? That rust or whatnot, and get back out there in the field and do what you do. You know? You know? Will it? I don't know if it'll really. You know? It could affect his. Effectiveness as running back, you know, that holdout. So we'll see. We'll see if he gets back into game shape, you know?
Yeah. Your thoughts, Cyclonus, are you finished with your thoughts on Maurice Jones-Drew?
Hold on. Let me chew this for a second.
This guy.
Okay. Now, like I said, for all athletes, get as much money as possible while you can, but when the season starts, play your hardest and try not to get injured. So you could do hold out during the season if you can, but if it don't work, go back to work. Try your best not to do it to Deshaun Jackson.
Here's the thing with holding out. You get fined and you get penalized, so he's already out $1.2 million.
Well, if you got 50 cent in the bank, you know you can't hold out. But if you have 20, you should have, he should have $22 million in the bank. He can afford it.
Yeah, possibly. We don't know how many kids and baby mamas he got. He might be Antonio Cromartie in it.
I said he should, but if you're retarded, well, you will be poor.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a rich, poor guy.
Well, if you Cromartie in it and you got 11, 12, 13, you know, it's a problem.
Well, I already know I got more money than Cromartie. And those dudes are crazy.
Yeah. Moving on. New York Jets versus Buffalo Bills. Or should I say Jersey Jets? Or should I say New York Jets?
It's the New York Giants and the New Jersey Jets. That's how I see it. Well,
hell yeah.
Two New York teams. Like I said, Rex Ryan, the Wildcat. If the Wildcat doesn't bring peace on earth, cure cancer and AIDS, it's a failure. Sure. All this crap and secrecy they doing, it better work. It better work.
Let me just say this, man. The Jets against Buffalo. Now, this is a game I really want to see, to be honest with you. You know, because let me tell you something. I'm rooting for Buffalo. I think Buffalo is going to do some damage this year. I really believe it, man. You know, they look good on both sides of the ball with their acquisitions, and they're looking good, man. I'm not going to lie to you, man. They're looking real good, man. The Jets, you know, I'm a New York guy. I'm a Jet Giant fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to front, but I don't think the Jets will win this game. I really don't. I mean, I hope.
Team person does.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, I hope Sanchez has a decent game, you know. But you know what it is, man. I'm not really sold on the running game of the Jets. I'm not sold on the guys, and I'm also not too sold on the receivers. You know, Holmes, yes. Stephen Hill, maybe.
Jeremy Curley,
not sold. Obviously, the tight end, my man, Keller, I like him a lot, you know, but I'm talking about the outside receivers, you understand? Outside of Holmes and possibly Hill, very dicey, you know? Yeah, very dicey. So I'm looking at a Buffalo Bill win, to be honest, you know?
You know what? I'm a Jet fan. I'm a New York fan. I got to agree with you. Also, their offensive coordinator, also, he brought the Wildcat to Soprano in Miami. So,
mm-hmm.
And they have Brad Smith, who was a Wildcat quarterback. So, Buffalo knows, they know the Wildcat. They know what's coming, and the Jets are going to use the Wildcat during the season. So, I expect they'll know, you know, from formations and different calls, what the Jets are doing. Defensively, Buffalo's improved. Offensively, they have one of two of the best backs in the league, and DJ Spiller and Fred Jackson. So they are a deep and dangerous team this year. I see them possibly going to the playoffs.
I'm telling you, man.
You know what I think?
I'm telling you.
I think the Wildcat is going to get Tim Tebow seriously hurt. That's what I think. That's what they were relying on to carry that out. He's fast. He's not that fast.
You know what though? What do you call it, man? Like with Buffalo, and I gotta shout out this brother just put it out there in the chat room, Sun Nubian Equality. Let me tell you, this guy Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, he's no longer a surprise. You know, he's no longer that feel good story. You know, being the seventh round draft pick from Harvard. You understand what I'm saying? So the Bills did reward him financially. He's got to come out there and play. You understand? But they don't get it twisted. They have the pieces to become players in the AFC East. You understand? I'm actually predicting them to come in second this year.
Who, the Jets?
No. The Bills, dude. Are you kidding me?
Hey.
Nah, the Bills, man. You know, don't get me wrong, man. Like I said, personally, I'm a Giants and Jets guy. I love those guys. Don't get me wrong. I root hard for them. You understand what I'm saying? As a New Yorker. But, you know, I in this capacity, I got to be objective. You understand? You know, I got to be realistic. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I see Buffalo coming in second in the East, dude. You know? That's just me.
Yeah. And moving on to our other team that shares MetLife Stadium. Excuse me, Giant Stadium. I mean, MetLife Stadium.
You mean the Jets share Giant Stadium. That's what you're about to say.
Excuse me.
Well, we got the Giants.
I had to get that out.
We have the Giants, and we have that ringless team. That's it.
Oh, they're not ringless. They just haven't won in 20 years. But they're not
ringless. The 60s don't count. damn it. They suck.
Yeah. Giants versus the Dallas Cowgirls. Cowboys. Excuse me. I had to get that out. Dallas Cowboys versus New York Giants. Wednesday. Tomorrow. MetLife.
Exactly.
MetLife.
AKA Giants Stadium. Yeah. I'm looking at the Giants, man. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Definitely the Giants, bro. No, I'm not going to say a score, but I see the Giants victorious in this game.
Yeah, I think the Giants steamroll the cow folk.
What about you, man?
In the game. Plus, I hate.
Well, you know, I foresee two salsas from number 80, Victor Cruz.
Right.
I see a lot of JPP meeting Tony Romo, embracing him, letting him, you know, embracing him into the season, or, excuse me, sacking him and possibly breaking his ribs or collarbone, because, you know, he is fragile.
Yeah.
But I see the Giants winning this game. I think it'll be close. Might be close, because Dallas will be missing one of their weapons, and Jason Witten, the tight end, he's hurt.
Right.
But the defensive line of the Giants is impressive, as always. JPP, Justin Tuck, ICU Manura,
right.
Sometimes Matthias Kiwanuka, who also plays linebacker. When they go to the NASCAR front line,
mm-hmm.
that's when they put all four of them guys, and also
mm-hmm.
send Michael Boley. I don't know. And we also have Keith Rivers, another...
Yep.
Fast
yep.
linebacker who can play multiple positions. I don't know. The only weakness on the Giants is the secondary.
Yeah.
We got some injuries back there.
That's
not
worried.
You know, they're going to test Michael Cole, who will be normally he's a backup. He'll be
mm-hmm.
starting. I know they're gonna take chances at them. Dallas
sure.
isn't a slouch team.
Right.
You know, they aren't a slouch team, but, you know, it's something missing. I think it's the coach. It's something missing with the Cowboys, and it starts
Rick
at Ryan, the head.
Rick Ryan's brother still playing for Dallas? Is he still working for Dallas, I mean?
He's a defensive coordinator.
Then Dallas ain't winning nothing. Ryan, highly overrated.
Nah, his brother is a good coach.
His brother still has
a
mullet from 1985. They not winning nothing.
Yeah, doesn't take away from him being a good coach. He's a good coach.
You say
the head coach? Go look up his record.
I could care less. I'm talking here. I don't care.
So I'm giving you facts. Go look up his record. But he's defensively. They go as far as DeMarcus Ware takes him. If he's healthy, and they also their secondary was shabby, they made some adjustments, signed a couple of players, and drafted a new cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll definitely see. That's for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's move on to our AFC prediction. AFC East. New England Patriots, Buffalo Bills, New York Jets, and Miami Dolphins. Those are the four teams.
Right.
Who's going to be number one?
We said the Patriots, the Dolphins, who else?
The Bills and the Jets.
Oh, Patriots. I hate the Patriots, but for number one, I have to pick them.
Okay.
Yep. Number two don't matter. It's all about number one.
Okay. Are you through then, mister?
You said?
I said, are you through?
Yep, I'm done.
Are you done? Okay. He gets directly to the point, doesn't he? In the AFC East, I'm going to give you all the damn teams. I don't care. I'm going to give it to you like this, man. 1-4. One would be New England. You know what I'm saying? Number two, I already said, Buffalo Bills. You know, I believe they improved a lot. Now, the only thing with them is, you know, they got to play with that type of expectations of them. You understand? A lot of people are picking them to be number two in that division. And also to possibly go to the playoffs. So, you know, they got to play up to that expectation. So we'll see. Number three, Jets. You know, like I said, I'm not really impressed with their running game. That Wildcat, I don't know. Tebow, I don't know. You know, but I do hope Sanchez has a great season. I'm hoping since this is his fourth year, I'm hoping that, you know, he can see the game slowly and make those strides and become a pretty good quarterback. So that's what I'm hoping with the Jets.
I don't mean to cut you off, but as of late, he's been hanging out with Eva Longoria. He needs to stop that once the season starts. He needs to leave that chick alone. Leave that cougar old broad alone.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something, man. Notwithstanding that. And last place will be the Miami Dolphins, man. They right now they in transition, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a minute for them, you know?
Yeah.
What about you, man?
I'm going to go with the consensus New England Patriots. Passing game, Gronkowski, Hernandez, Welker, Brady, that's, you know. The only thing, the only problem is New England. New England gave up the second most yards in the league last year. Green Bay was first. Their secondary is horrible. Hopefully they mended that. Although, you know, I'm not a fan of New England. I'm just saying as, you know, my analysis. If they secondary straightens up, their defense can be very good.
Yeah, well, for sure.
Second, I agree, Buffalo. Buffalo is on the rise. Adding the pieces they added to their defense to go along with the real good offense that they have. Mm-hmm. And Chan Gailey is a decent up-and-coming coach.
Right.
He's been a head coach before, but I think now he has pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And Buffalo will be a better team this year.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
I have to say that, you know, I'm a Jet fan. I rock my green and white as well as my blue and red with the Giants. The Jets are coming in third because their offense is not proven in the skill positions outside of, like you said, Santonio Holmes and Dustin Keller.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense will be very good.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's enough to carry them.
Right.
Miami will be in last because they have a rookie coach, a rookie quarterback. They're not ready yet. They do. The defense is a little old. You know, they have some older players.
Mm-hmm.
Offensively, Reggie Bush, and he's going to be good. He's going to be good. They also have, you know, Devon Best and Brian Hartline as their receivers and tight end. Decent guys. Miami's a work in progress.
Yeah, they're working progress right now, man. Exactly.
Yeah, let's move on to the AFC North, which consists of the Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati Bengals, Pittsburgh Steelers, Cleveland Browns. Real tough division.
Man, Steelers are old, Ravens are old, and the Browns are non-existent.
Mm. So you picking Cincinnati? Cincinnati was up and coming last year.
Cincinnati's up and coming, but they're a sketchy team.
Mm.
I still don't think that sketchy team could beat the old veteran banged up teams.
Okay, and you know your boy is on the bench now in Cleveland.
Oh,
Colt McCoy. He had his job taken by a 28-year-old rookie Brandon Whedon.
Well, I blame Sue for Colt McCoy.
He took his heart.
Yep. That hit. He never recovered from that hit.
So who did you pick first, Cyclonus?
I'm going to go with the Ravens.
Who's second?
Oh, Steelers. And the other two
okay.
don't count.
And the other two don't count. I love how he just gets right to the point. I just love that. The other two don't matter. The other three don't matter.
He's very dismissive.
Oh, man, that's great.
Big Brother R, who do you like in this division?
You know what? I like in the AFC North, it's going to go down like this, 1-4. I got the Steel Curtain as, you know, they're going to take the crown. In second place, it's going to be Baltimore Ravens. Third, Cincinnati. And last is the Cleveland Browns, you know. I will say this for Cincinnati. You know what? Their defense is up and coming, man. Last year was, like, I think they had the number 7 defense in the NFL, if I'm not mistaken. But they're young.
Yeah.
You know, so I do like their defense. You know what I'm saying? You know, Pittsburgh, especially Baltimore, their defense, especially in Baltimore, they're getting old, man. So, you know, Ray Lewis, 37, even though he lost a couple pounds. You know, Ed Reed. Like I said, these guys are getting up there, man. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
No Terrell Suggs this year.
No, exactly.
Or
no
maybe
Terrell,
he might come back later on in the year.
Yeah,
we don't
that,
know.
That's at best later. You know what I'm saying? So I think that might hurt them. You know what I mean? What's his name could be poised to have a good year, man. You know? The quarterback for Baltimore, Joe Flacco. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. We'll see. You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you got?
I'm going to roll with, I don't know. I'm like stuck between Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
But then also the Bengals look good at the end of last year. They look
yeah.
real good.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Pittsburgh.
Okay.
We'll win the division. They'll be in first.
Uh-huh.
Cincinnati will be in second and Baltimore will be in third because they're missing Terrell Suggs. And as you stated, you know, Ed Reed and
Ray Lewis
are getting up there in age.
Right, right.
And Cleveland just ain't ready.
Nah, no question. Not for a minute. Not for a minute.
Mm-hmm. And they got a 28-year-old rookie quarterback. Colt McCoy is in his second year. They don't have Peyton Hillis anymore. They have a lot of question marks.
Yeah, and that's why they're going to be in fourth place.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's roll to the AFC South. Another division with some up and coming teams and some good teams. Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee Titans, Indianapolis Colts, Jacksonville Jaguars, Cyclonus.
Let's say the teams again.
Houston Texans, Tennessee Titans, Indianapolis Colts, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Damn. They all suck.
No, that's not true.
No, they don't.
I might go.
No, they don't.
I might go with Houston. I think
that'd be a good pick too.
They're the deepest team out of all.
That'd be a real good pick, you know.
And oh well, it is what it is.
So that's it. No second, third, fourth for you.
No, I don't care about those.
I love this guy.
You know what? You know what? We're gonna let him live with that.
That's
Go
it.
Ahead, big brother. Aw.
All right. I love that, I swear. AFC South, I have, I'm going with Cyclonus on that one, Houston as well. They're just too talented right now. They really are, man. You know, and you know
even
what's funny?
Even with losing.
Yeah. Even with losing defensive end Mario Williams.
Williams.
You understand it? Yeah, Williams, exactly. He's still a dangerous team. As a matter of fact, this could be a team that could be repping the AFC. You understand? This could be a team that could be repping the AFC. You understand what I'm saying? For real talk. So, Houston, I got them in the South taking the division. Coming in second with Tennessee Titans, you know. You know, I like them too, but Houston will definitely take it by a couple of games in that division.
Do you think Jake Locker is ready to be the man?
You know what? They have some pieces, don't get me wrong, but I don't know if he's ready to be the man like that. You understand?
Chris Brown didn't sit out. He didn't sit out this year. Is he going to be effective?
Chris Johnson, you're talking about Chris Johnson.
I mean Chris Johnson.
Yeah, you think about Drake. You think about Drake and Rihanna.
Uh-oh.
You understand?
Told y'all.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Told y'all.
No, I'm not.
Comes out. Told y'all.
No. In no way, shape, or form am I thinking about that feeble-minded dude.
Okay. Let me tell you something. Chris Johnson, we'll see if he can go back and poke. They need him to be on that level, of course, you know, to have a very successful season. They need him.
Yeah.
But I just don't see Locker like that. I really don't, man. You know, maybe he could prove me wrong, but I don't know. To me, it doesn't matter anyway because Houston's taking out the division. You understand?
Is Kenny Britt going to go the season
that's
without
another,
being arrested again?
See, another uncertainty, man. You got question marks, man, so I can't really, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, I don't know. They could be in second place for a while. You know.
Okay. And your third place team?
Third place team, you know what? I think Indianapolis is going to shock some people. I think Andrew Luck and his maturity is going to surprise a lot of people this year. You know what I'm saying? He looked good, you know, in preseason, and I think he's going to continue that trend. You know, so I'm looking for a pretty decent season from Indianapolis, you know? And fourth place, the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I feel bad for homeboy Jones-Drew, you know what I'm saying? He's the face of the organization, but that's all they really got, man. That's all they really got, I'll tell you honestly. The quarterback, I don't even know what this cat's name is. I'm not.
Definitely, I don't care.
I think it's Blaine Gabbert,
Gilbert.
Whatever his name is. Whatever, Blaine.
Gilbert.
Well, whatever. Whatever.
Blaine Gabbert. It's Blaine Gabbert.
That's Gabbert. That's what I said. You told me Gilbert. You don't even know.
Because I don't care.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm not, no, not convinced at all with him. No, no, no. So, fourth place for these guys. What about you?
Okay. Okay. I'm rolling with the consensus. Houston, Texas. A lot of Arian Foster and Ben Tate, who, you know, two very good running backs.
Okay.
Matt Schwab is one of the better quarterbacks in the league, and Andre Johnson is one of the best receivers in the league, and their defense is still sound.
Yeah.
Tennessee, I picked them to be second. They have some talent, and we have to see if Jake Locker is ready to be a man, if
right.
Kenny Britt is going to stay out of jail and other foolishness and not be fined. I pick Indianapolis just because they still have Reggie Wayne, they still have Dwight Freeney and Mathis, although they moved them to linebacker.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see if, you know, they're both quick guys. Can they be like a Matthias Kiwanuka and seamlessly move from defensive end to linebacker where they have to stand up as opposed to putting a hand down? We'll see. We'll see. And Jacksonville's coming in fourth. You know, Mike Mularkey's got a problem. All he's got is Maurice Jones-Drew and a bunch of faceless other guys.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to the AFC West. Denver Broncos, Kansas City Chiefs, Oakland Raiders, San Diego Chargers.
Oh, start again. That sounds like a real whack lineup.
The Denver Broncos,
my God.
The Kansas City Chiefs, the Oakland Raiders, and the San Diego Chargers.
Jesus. I can't bet the farm on the Broncos just based on Peyton Manning. One hit can end his life.
And you would be wise.
That's true.
Exactly. Yep.
That's
true.
They won't be number one. Kansas City, disgusting. Damn, the Rams.
How are you going to say this? You know what?
Raiders.
I mean, Raiders. Oakland. Maybe if Bo Jackson came back, I don't know. Oakland had some potential last year, but then they faltered. I don't know.
Well, their top running backs got hurt at the end of the year.
That division, that whole division is a question mark. I can't pick a team in that division. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we can move on. Y'all go. I can't pick a team in that division.
Do you want to continue this discussion into overtime?
Not really.
Yeah, we will. Yes, we will. We will continue that. You know, you've been rocking with Mac 611, Cyclonus Walker, Big Brother R. Check our archive. Check the overtime as we continue talking about the AFC conference in football. Check us out on YouTube, ITP for Life.
Subscribe.
Check us out.
Subscribe.
Check us out on Facebook, The Real in Sports in the Paint. Check us out on Twitter, ITP for Life. This has been Mac 611, Big Brother R, Cyclonus Walker. We thank you for tuning in once again to In the Paint. And my man Crayon's taking us out.
Yeah. In the Paint, Blog Talk Radio, and I'm Crayon. New York is filled with ballers with nasty crossovers. Jump shots that pop from half court, a block over. The Braves over, the Giants and the Jets going straight to the bowl. Yankees and the Mets rolling. The Rangers and Islanders, and how can I forget the Devils and Brooklyn Nets? You know I rep my Knicks. Brain scans reveal we the most knowledgeable fans. That's why we demand more for sitting in the stands. A lot of cats be hating. Who's the best? Well, who's debating? We got a man on the street for sports conversation. In the Paint, Blog Talk Radio. Go from the locker room to your headphone or stereo. Yo, them other sports shows really ain't about nothing. You got a top and drop it, and it's open for discussion. Let me know in the off season what players should we acquire, who's hurt, who should retire, what coach need to get fired. Hey yo, in the paint, Blog Talk Radio. All you gotta do is call them once and let them know. And there you go, in the paint, Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Once again, giving you the real talk in sports. In the Paint Blog Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Catch my brother, Max611, Big Brother R, Cyclonus Walker. If you want to reach us by email, inthepaintradio@gmail.com, baby. And we out.
Wow, Jesse just made it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got Dominique and Jesse on the line. Let's finish
up
the what's up, family?
What's up, Jesse?
Let's finish up the AFC West.
Kids. Oh, yeah.
Big suck.
What's
going on, you, Big Brother R?
Okay. Let me tell you something. First of all, the AFC West, this is a tough-ass division to pick. I'm not even going to lie to you, man. You got three out of those four teams that can actually win that division. You understand?
And three out of the four also stuck.
Thank you.
They don't suck. You guys are... Get the fuck out of here. You stupid, man.
When Denver might be the best team there with a broken-up Hayden Manning. That's bad.
Nah, that's negative.
Denver has a really good defense, but go ahead, Big Brother.
Negative, son. Let me just say this real quick, man. First place, you heard it here first, Kansas City Chiefs, dude. For real. You understand?
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Second, yeah, and this is, you got to really be funny on this one, San Diego, kid.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Third, I got Denver, you know? And last, of course, is Oakland, you know? Now, let me just say something about Kansas City, man. Matt Castle, that's going to be the key right there. You understand? Some guys, they got talent on both sides of the ball, believe it or not, man. You know, don't let the obscurity of being in Kansas City fool you for a minute. You understand? So this team, they loaded, man. They just got to get it together. You know what I'm saying? So I think they could do it, man. You know? I really do, man. Remember, they got hit with injuries all year, man. So if they can remain healthy, they could be a force, man. Trust me. You know?
Mm-hmm.
San Diego, you know, Philip Rivers, I like the kid, man. He's all right, man. You know, we'll see how that pans out, man. You know, they brought a dozen newcomers on the team. You know, not superstars, but guys that would fit in. You know, that's the kind of move like that.
Yeah.
That kind of reminds me of the Yankees and whatnot. You understand? They don't have to get superstars. They get guys to kind of fill in and be successful. So, you know, it might pan out in San Diego. That's why I'm picking in second. Third, Denver. Don't get me wrong. Peyton, okay, we know you're a Hall of Fame quarterback and whatnot, but as Iconis put it earlier, you know, that one hit, you know, your ass could be on the sideline. So that's why, you know, and, you know, we're talking about the NFL and guys hit hard. So, you know, I might see him on the injured reserve list, so to speak.
Or in the wheelchair.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so that's why I got Denver third.
It takes 2 years for your back to fuse properly after that surgery.
Right.
He's insane.
Neck. His neck. His neck.
First,
not
man.
His back. His neck.
2 years healing process.
I can't pick them first, man, because of that. Just that factor alone. You understand? So, and Oakland. Well, you know, I ain't got nothing really to say about that.
Actually, got a decent team this year too.
Yeah, but they're not the level of those three guys, the other three teams I was talking about.
No, I agree. This is how I see it. Kansas City, because of Romeo Crennel is the coach, Jamal Charles is coming back. As you said, Matt Castle, also if he's healthy. Second, I'm going to pick San Diego.
Okay.
Just because of the talent on their offense, they still...
Yeah.
Still got Rivers and Gates, and Ryan Matthews has to be effective this year. He can't be Mr. Glass anymore.
Right.
You know, he's got to play a full season and not be hurt. Also, Chargers are decent on defense.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Third, I gotta go with Denver. You know, I ain't a real big fan of Peyton coming back off of four or five neck surgeries, and that's your starting quarterback. You also got Peyton Hillis as your running back, and he was a one-hit wonder. He had a horrible year last year. Willis McGay, he is old.
Yeah.
I like their defense. Champ Bailey is old.
Yeah.
I understand. But I do like Von Miller, and I do like I do like Elmas Dumervil. They're two best defenders. Those guys are really good. They're gonna carry them. And Peyton doesn't have to be the Peyton the old. He just has to be really good, you know, fit in. Last, the Raiders. I like Carson Palmer, but time might be over, man. He's got no Ocho Cinco and no TJ Houshmandzadeh. and no Cedric Benson.
Yep.
So we'll see. Dominique. Well, before I go to Dominique, who are we picking? Who are you guys picking to be your Super Bowl team? And who's gonna win the Super Bowl?
Oh man. Well, I'm going to say in the AFC, repping the AFC will be Houston Texans. Yes, sir. I'm picking the Texans.
Very good.
Yes, sir. And on the NFC side, and people are going to get mad at me. They're going to get mad at me. But I'm going to take San Fran.
Wow.
But
your favorite play is on San Fran, Brandon Jacobs. Really?
Yeah, I know that son of a bitch. That's
really? San Fran's going to take it with slow-ass Jacobs? Okay.
You know what?
Well, like he's not the starter.
Exactly.
Backing up
and let me just say this. Let me say this to you guys thinking I'm being a traitor or whatever.
Went to the West Coast.
Again. I'm thinking objectively, okay? Okay, I really am. I'm not thinking, I'm not betting with my heart, okay? I'm just saying. Think about all of the teams that won the Super Bowl. How many of them are repeating? When was the last time you had a repeat champion in the NFL?
I think 49ers is possibly Dallas.
Yeah, you understand? I mean, you know what? And I hate to say it like this. But our Giants, after winning the Super Bowl, they tend to have an off year. Don't get me wrong. I'm hoping that's not the case. I really am. I really believe they'll be in the playoffs, but it's so difficult to repeat.
Based on the Giants' history, they win the Super Bowl like every 5 years. 5-7 years.
I didn't say that. Okay, yeah, that was my corners. I didn't say that. But I'm just saying, it's so difficult to repeat in the NFL as a champion. It is difficult. I hope to God I'm wrong. I would love to see them win another championship this year. It'd be fantastic. But once again, I'm thinking objectively.
Right?
No offense.
I can kill us. In the NFL contract.
A little off topic.
Who do you pick, Cyclonus? No, I'm talking to Cyclonus. I'm sorry.
Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Let me see. The Giants, the damn sure ain't going to repeat. I think they've been blueprinted. Philly's all talk. The Jets is a Pop Warner football team. Let me see. Damn. I hate the Patriots. I'm damn sure not picking them. Want to say Chicago or Green Bay?
Yeah,
okay.
I was going to go with
in
Green
the
Bay.
NFC.
Yeah, no, just for pick overall.
Who are they going to face in the AFC?
And the AFC is just disgusting. I don't know. No, I can't call it. Let me get a month into the season. I'll give you my prediction.
Well, that's not fair.
All right.
That's right. It all is fair, right. Damn it. But I would
we'll let him live with that.
Good.
What about you?
I'm going to go with, I think Houston is primed and ready if everybody is healthy, if Andre Johnson doesn't get hurt and Arian Foster doesn't get hurt. You know, they primed and ready.
Right.
In the NFC, I'm going to go with my Giants. I just think their defensive line, Eli's too clutch, Victor Cruz. I think what y'all saw in the offseason, him being everywhere, he was a mirage. He was doing the Floyd on y'all. He was working on his game. As he got a little bigger, so he knows people are going to be headhunting him. So he got a little more muscular because he knows he's going to get hit a lot, you know.
Okay.
And
I hope you're right.
I think the Giants will beat
you. I hope you're right. I hope you're right,
Jesse,
man.
The Giants ain't winning
the
game. Smoking crack. No Hakeem Nicks. He's gimped up. And Manningham is gone. Nah. The Prince is gone. Man. Nah. You crazy. Twinkle Toes Brandon is gone. And Giants are going to the, they'll go to the playoffs, but I don't think they'll win the Super Bowl. Nah. And I just want the Giants, I just want them to beat Green Bay just for Clay Matthews talking. But I still think Green Bay has a better chance of going to the Super Bowl than the Giants do.
Green Bay is going to be real good. They got a lot to they got to get that monkey off their back. The Giants have done it. Each year the Giants went to the playoffs, Green Bay was a stepping stone, or was one of the stepping stones on their way to the Super Bowl.
Good. Cold ass Wisconsin.
What's up, Jesse?
I
wanted to bring up something random. I was in the Facebook group and I saw a video of some video where like a dude just went off on the fact that the Redskins was just terrible at their game against I forgot who it was. I forgot. Was it the Seahawks? I don't think it was the Seahawks.
Yeah, we saw it. Know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what was that? I didn't see the game. Like, how bad was it?
Yo.
Hello?
Yeah.
No, he was asking our thoughts on that.
Oh, okay. I want me to answer. Because I didn't see it.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry. But
Redskins,
I had to get you.
I mean, the Redskins have... haven't really come up on the map when it comes to any major event when it comes to football. Have they even like come close at any point in sports history?
They've got a couple of Super Bowls.
Oh yeah.
They've been good.
Yeah,
it's been a long time since they've been really
right.
good.
Right. And that's due to that dumbass owner that they have out there, you know? Their owner, let me tell you something, Jesse. Their owner is a real moron, man. You know, he's got to be one of the worst owners in sports. You understand? I mean, just the moves he makes with his personnel. I mean, and the sad thing is that Washington, they have a real good fan base out there. You know what I'm saying? They're really loyal, you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If you don't put a competitive team out there, you know, people get tired of that crap. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I'm tired for them. You know, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I really am.
It makes football better when all four teams are really competitive.
Yeah, man.
And you're not just the team that you know they get stomped on every week, and you can count your two wins off of them.
Yep. Yeah, it's sad, man. But they have the kid RG3, so you know I would say, you know, if he could stay healthy and if he could live up to the potential, that, you know, it'll be bright skies again in Washington, that's for sure. You know?
Hey, good player on a sucky team. Isn't that always the story?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they gotta, you know what? Eventually they gotta if you get a kid like this, you're gonna have to put some pieces around. You understand? You gotta have to build around him. So hopefully, well, you know, the past hasn't really shown it, like his history, the kind of owner. You know, but if you can get a good foot,
like Cleveland built around LeBron.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing.
For 12 years just sucking.
That's the thing that people in Washington, the fans, have to hope. You know what I'm saying? That they could build around this guy, you know, and have some you know, pieces to help them compete in the NFC East and then get them to the playoffs and hopefully, you know, maybe one day to the Super Bowl. You know, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. I got no faith in fans doing the right thing. Even when a team is sucking, I support them blindly. Well, if that happens, then the owner will never change and do anything because you'll pay him regardless. That's what fans don't understand.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah. Dominique, you're what's up, fam? I know you've been holding on for a minute.
Yeah, that's good.
Nah, I've just been listening, man, because I ain't even been paying football any attention lately for some reason, man. I just.
Well, that's because you've been out crossing. You've been crossing people up.
I just came in like when I had called in 9:30.
Uh-huh.
I just got off the court, so you know the only thing I've been doing is like going to school, going to work,
right,
and playing
that's
ball.
Good.
I ain't been looking at the football games, but this Sunday, they only start this Sunday, right?
Wednesday.
Absolute
tomorrow. Giants Cowboys.
Yeah. Season opener.
Oh yeah.
That's it.
I'll be watching it when I get off of work.
Get ready, kid. Get ready.
Yeah. Because I wasn't into the preseason. I'm like, it's preseason, man. I'm not even into that. I just wait till the season start, but you know, it sounds good, you know, to hear that the Bears, you know, look good, so I will be keeping my eye on them for real. That's what I'm real with.
Okay. I forget football right now. Yo, Mac, who you voting for?
Oh, God.
Nah, he a fool.
First of all, we on the air. And as witnesses how Blog
gonna,
Talk been
if they
going
to come for us, they going to come for us. Who you voting for?
Oh, man. What was that all about? Like, because I remember the last time I came in, like there was like some random, like there was like a random profile in the, like on the webpage called like BTR, like some shit. Oh, excuse me, sorry, don't mean to like curse on the air. BTR or BTR something, and pretty much it was just something random. I think it was like tech support or something for them.
Well,
they was in the room when the show went out, just like that.
Well, Mac talked about certain people to have a lot of money. That show mysteriously cut off after that. After I told them don't do it.
Don't bring it back up. They still listening. And they cut out our overtime last week. EA just cut it off.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Another rest in peace to Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah,
man. That was a big dude, and he just that young.
Well, you know, them dudes that's big like that, they eat a lot of protein. That's probably what did it. That meat diet.
It was a heart attack.
Yeah.
I'm not being funny, but that and dealing with Omarosa. She's a ton.
Yeah, I shocked
deal with that as a person.
Well, at least she was by his side, man.
Yeah.
I give her that. She was there for that.
Yeah, that cat was only 54. That's young. And, oh well, life ain't fair. Lil Wayne, Vanilla Ice, Jerry Heller still alive.
Nicki Minaj.
Yep.
Hmm.
Shit.
I got somebody
TV,
on my show.
Still
alive.
Y'all leave Stevie alone, man.
Charlie Sheen still alive.
Wait, whoa. What the hell are you talking about?
Leave Stevie alone, man.
Why you say that? I ain't going to leave Stevie alone. Fuck Stevie. Stevie's a bastard.
Stevie is a cornball.
He is an insult to black people, okay?
Who, Stevie Wonder?
No, Stevie J.
I was talking about Stevie
from the Hitmen.
And you would be entitled to, of course. I'm not talking Stevie Wonder's the man. I'm talking about that bastard Stevie J. Fuck that motherfucker.
First off, that cat's irrelevant. What the hell are you doing thinking about him? Who is irrelevant?
Because he's in his face. They show that. They put that. He lives with a woman. I know she's watching it. They put that show on 50 million times a day, and he probably has to be in earshot of it 50 million times a day.
No, it wasn't that. We were talking about people. You are partly right, yes, but we were talking about people that are still alive on the planet that shouldn't be, and I brought his corny-ass name up, and that's how... Yeah, that's right.
I forgot that fool was alive, so I don't care. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
That's what I'm talking about. You understand?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Also, I got fools asking me if Nicki Minaj is in hip hop, is she country? It's pop music.
What?
Come on.
What?
Hold on.
She ain't nothing. She sound like somebody with Tourette syndrome. What do they mean? That ain't no form of music.
Yeah,
that ain't no art.
So,
somebody
go
say
to my,
country
go to my
music though.
Like bipolar or something.
Yeah, they asked me if she isn't hip hop. You know, they were using country music and other forms of music as a reference to say that she is hip hop. No, they were being sarcastic.
I was about to say, this synthetic shit we got called music in this era? Nobody's making music. Man,
hell no.
The few people that are don't get no
love.
They don't get no
love. I gave up with this music. I just can't even take it no more, man.
Lupe Fiasco and Nas been killing them.
Well, Nas is tried and true. Lupe is good for the young cats. Then we got like Melanie Fiona's, the Van Hunters that make real music, but they don't get no radio play.
They sure don't, man. So, it's a lot of people.
Well, that's
because
they play garbage.
Yep.
Peep the interview with DMX. That interview is hilarious.
And that's a crackhead talking and making sense.
Yo, they asked him about Lil Wayne, and he said he did the Cyclonus. He said, "Eh, yeah, he aight."
Yeah, he aight.
Yeah, nah, he nicer than I would have been.
Well, he
said, "Eh."
I don't think he even liked New York because he went to jail.
Everybody in the world know you come to New York with a gun, you're going to jail. You ain't getting bail. You dumbass, especially if you black.
He's an idiot.
And then they asked him about Rick Ross and stupid guy from Hot 97. He was like, "Yo, you know, I think Rick Ross is up there in lyricism like Biggie." And he said, "What?
Jesus Christ! Somebody
he
said
that." Charlemagne the God and
well,
DMX looked at him and was like,
"Damn, Charlemagne sold out."
Oh my God, that's horrible.
Getting that money.
Damn.
So DMX looked at him and he was like,
"Damn right."
He said he's big as Biggie.
I know, right? Only thing he rap about is food.
Oh my God,
eating steaks.
Really?
The Peter Lucas.
He said, "You know, you rhyme about." You know, he said, "You rhyme about drugs. You rhyme about money, cars, and ice, and sleeping with women." He said, "Okay, we get it. How much of that can you do on an album?"
on a few albums.
My question is, if he wasn't tricking, would a female talk to him?
No.
He looks like something George Lucas created.
And put in the cantina.
Yo, that dude, man, I don't blame him. I blame the people that support him. Some blizzard.
Yeah, that's a good about Drake. He said, I don't like Drake. I don't like the way he looks. I don't like the way he sounds. He's whack. I don't like him.
These dudes, they wouldn't be able to survive in the era of 10-20 years ago, man. They would have got robbed, beat up. They would have never made it, man.
That line by Common pretty much summed up what I think about Drake, and I just left it alone at that.
Hip hop is certified pop.
Canada Dry.
Hip hop is mainstream pop flow.
That's why I tell people, I say, I don't want to hear another Biggie or another Pop. Some either greater or just keep it on that level.
Something original.
I don't want to. I don't want to keep hearing. And, you know, somebody want to come out and be like Biggie or Jay. I'm tired of hearing that crap anyway. And then you got the majority of people who's not even making music no more, man. Yeah.
Yep.
What I see in the pretty much what's coming out of the whole entertainment side of society, like pretty much. Like, the things that get, like, the most hype, the most praise, the most attention are just things that pretty much show that, like, people are just losing their own imagination. Like, the sequels to movies that came out years ago, like Dread, 3D.
Right.
That movie, the fact that that movie is existing pretty much burns me up. Because the first one, it was alright. I got a laugh out of it because his slurring of the word
they keep saying they're gonna make a real one. It's gonna be more violent, like the book. Okay, I'm not paying for it, but okay.
But, whatever. I saw one movie. I don't need to see it in 3D.
Yeah. I'm Total Recall came out what 20 years ago. It's too early to be remaking it.
I'm gonna make a prophecy. Like right here, you guys heard it first. Maybe in the next, within 5 years, there's gonna be a remake of Children of the Corn. Like I'm telling you, it's gonna happen.
Probably in the works already.
Probably. I don't need to see the movie again. I saw it once.
You know they retooling and making another Batman series because they said this one was too dark and they needed to go into the new Justice League movie. That's how they get
Justice League.
You can't even stun on the Batman series. To me, all of them been cold. Like, them been some good movies. So
they're gonna kill it.
Give Batman a rest. You talking like since the Michael Keaton era? It's like what in movies?
Leave Batman alone. He's been done.
Now you know what kills
just
him?
Like Spider-Man also.
Yeah, they. But when did Spider-Man come out? 2001, 2002. Then they just remade it this year. They smoked it crap. And it was the same exact movie, just a different villain.
Yeah, what killed the Batman series though is when they murked off Heath though.
Yeah.
The Joker's not supposed to die.
Well, Heath Ledger's
but, you know,
Heath Ledger was a hype.
He put it down.
That movie killed him. I gotta get deep into so I need an 8-ball.
Well, you know what? Just like Jesse said, man. See, honestly, you know what? It's just a lack
of creativity.
You know,
lack of creativity people that's not creative, that's in charge, they go with a formula. They keep using the same formula, whether it's
movies or music,
the same formula.
Let me ask y'all a question. Have y'all seen what Nicki Minaj looked like before she got on?
Yes, I have.
She had a facelift. Am I right or wrong?
I could care less.
Yes, she did.
She had a lot of enhancements. I'm not calling them improvements. She,
the buoy,
you know what? No, even more bland, I'm going to call them modifications. She had a lot of modifications. And I guess she needed to do that to get that attention she wanted or needed.
And you know what? You know what? But you know what, though? It, I guess, was part of a program, because actually, she really wasn't that bad looking.
Nah, she looked good to me before she even got up.
Now she looks like a tranny.
Yep. Also, I got this person on my page.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, why is Lil Wayne doing songs with people like Hov, Nas, Busta Rhymes, and Eminem? Money.
Yeah.
Because he's good. It's money.
Yep. That's all it is. Shit.
Damn.
That's all it is money.
Oh,
you know,
I'm not surprised.
Chad Johnson and Ward doing a face-off right now.
You know what, though? I do not want to hear Dr. Dre no more. Tired of this dude. This is my personal opinion.
Need to go bench press something and just pretty much leave
been,
entertainment alone.
Dude been overrated as hell to me. I don't care what nobody say.
Well, I was telling dudes for years, you know,
he's like, over freaking rated.
Like DJ Premier, he might take an old beat and dice it. Why can't I identify the original beat? I can identify all of Dre's beats. He's not good. Dre is good at finding talent. I give him that.
Yeah.
That's about
it. He can even produce The Chronic 2001 if you look at the credits. You got everybody else producing, like The Hitman. Eric B. even produced some tracks on there.
Yeah, Dre. That's why Detox is never coming out. Nobody's
dude is just freaking overrated. I'm tired of him rapping on songs. I'm like, dude, he ain't about 50. Why is he even on the song with Kendrick Lamar? So what the hell is this dude doing?
Dre and his gay ass.
All these dudes, man. It's like they won't let no new people shine. Because you still got Jay and Dr. Dre want to get on the song. Like, the hell out of here with that, man. Ain't rapping about nothing but your headphones. Who want to hear about your Dre beats, dude? Real, why would you buy them, though?
Why do people keep interviewing Shug, though? You ain't hear him on Howard Stern?
No, I didn't.
This cat, every time, all he talks about is he hate Puffy, he hate Dre, and he hate Snoop. Somebody need to kill him. He ain't move on. It ain't 1997, bro.
Exactly.
It's over.
Damn.
Them dudes are still kicked out. You broke. It's your fault. You had
Probably Salty lost that $400 million.
Yeah, you can't blame nobody, but he couldn't stop thugging. I know
he
why
froze that bad. Money he had. That's bogus as hell, though.
Yeah. Yo, cat, when them dudes jump, what's that dude, Orlando Anderson and MGM Grand? There was 30 dudes on them. You were supposed to be the boss. Why did you join in the fight when you got your underlings doing the work? He wanted to go to jail. He wanted to go.
Yep.
He's stupid. If you a boss, you never raise your hand to nobody. That's supposed to be beneath you. Dumbass.
Well, he couldn't help his thuggish tendencies. That's all that was, man. He couldn't help it.
No blood. I'm gonna get one kick in. Blood, one kick.
Yeah. he couldn't resist it, man. He couldn't resist it. That's what that was about, man.
Yeah. Then he went to
Pelican. And he had one of the most powerful record labels. And this is what killed it to me. You name your record label Death Row. That's a no-no. Mm-hmm. That was just stupid from the get go. And then on top of that, you out here just thugging a little bit too much. I understand y'all come from the streets, whatever. But man, he should have toned it down once he got $100 million. This dude wanna thug out with $400 million.
There's a saying, man. You know the saying. You can take the thug out the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out the thug. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Then the fake ass wannabe Shugs, the phonies, the Waz and D's, the Rough Rider, the Herb Gotti's.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't learned nothing from him. They started doing the same thing.
Man, what was it? Was it D on the Palisades driving with 4 kilos of coke and he got caught?
How stupid
can you be?
Yeah, you know what's funny? You mentioned that guy. He comes in there a lot. You know?
You laughed at him?
Yeah. I'm talking about Gotti, man.
Yo, Irv Gotti is an idiot. He's an idiot.
He come in there from time to time, man. You see him like snickering at him, like, yes, mom.
You ask him if he visits Ja Rule in jail?
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, get this guy out of here, man. You know?
Speaking of ghetto people in jail, apparently Tiny Debo, he's serving federal time, apparently.
What, Tiny Zeus Lester?
Tiny Lester, yeah.
Debo's in jail? He's a goddamn actor. What the hell he do?
Who?
Debo.
What did he do?
Hold on, let me get it. Because I was reading it earlier, I forgot.
Wow.
Everybody's an idiot. He's like 55 years old. Not older. He should have been out of Compton 20 years ago. Hell is he doing?
Oh, my God, man.
Damn,
Debo.
Damn, Michael Clark is dead and Debo's in jail. Ain't that a bitch?
Wait, he can't be that old.
Ah, Debo, that dude been in movies since like the early 80s. He's old.
Oh, yeah, dude's in his 40s.
Wasn't he in that movie with Hulk Hogan? What was that shit called?
It was a garbage. I can't remember the title.
You remember that?
Yeah,
shit?
He was in that movie.
He was in
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. That cat is old, funny.
Oh, my God.
He's as old as Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, because wait a minute. They called his character Zeus, I think. And then he tried to join the WWF as that character.
He couldn't wrestle shit. He just acted.
I remember that shit, kid. They tried to bring that to the ring, to the wrestling ring.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
Yeah, kid. That shit was hilarious, bro. Damn, man.
And you went back to the 80s.
I'm just saying, man. I don't know what made me think of that. You got it?
Pretty much. I'm going to read the article from AOL. So pretty much, actor like Tiny Lister, who has appeared in films blah, 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 has pleaded guilty on a multi-million-dollar mortgage fraud scheme and faces up to 5 years in federal prison.
God bless Steve, a white collar crime. That's what I'm talking about. He ain't out there slapping people and shooting. He doing white collar crime. God bless Debo. I thought he did something real crazy.
Yeah, I can't even get mad at him, man.
Yeah, I ain't mad at Debo.
He's gonna get out early on good behavior wise.
Yeah.
He gonna do about a year.
He had help from a tax preparer. So, someone fixed some documents. So yeah, he tried to at least make his scheme seem pretty thorough.
Debo was just he's just trying to keep some money. Come on.
The scheme it netted about $5.7 million.
See, Shug, when you are older, man, that's the type of crime you do. You try to milk people out of their real estate and do tax schemes. Don't hang people out of windows and do drive-bys.
Sign over your money.
What?
Wow.
Yo, he got out of jail.
I'm doing Debo's voice.
He really doing
Debo's voice. I was doing Debo's.
Oh, what?
That's great.
What's the dime on my W-2, homie? What? Earn me?
Oh, that's funny. That is too rich right there for me. Hell yeah.
Yo, Ice Cube is cursed. Let me see. Michael Clark Duncan is dead and Debo's in jail. I won't go nowhere near Cube.
Michael Clark was in the movie with Cube?
Yeah, he was on Friday.
He was
Debo homeboy.
Oh, he sure was. Okay, I remember.
He was shooting dice.
Yeah.
He also was in Players Club.
Yeah, both of them. Both.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, Cube is cursed.
I remember him from the Scorpion King.
Yeah, I'm using that too.
A lot of white people point to that movie, The Green Mile.
Oh, yeah,
they,
yeah.
They point to that shit. He was the big black dude in that movie.
The big, fine black dude that let himself be electrocuted to death. That's why they love that movie.
Yeah.
What Chris Rock said.
Once I found out the premise of that movie, I couldn't go watch it.
You 6'5", 300 pounds, and you got magical powers, and you let them kill you? Hell out of here. I watched that movie one time.
The last thing he did before he died was... One that was pretty much cure that dude's he had stones or something.
He had kidney stones,
which made him impotent. I fucking laughed when I watched the movie again and found out that's he had an issue with that and was fucking hilarious.
Cure your ass out of prison. What are you doing?
Last thing he did was cure some woman's cancer. She was some old frail white lady in bed.
Yeah.
And he just. Yeah, they pretty much brought him over there to cure her cancer, and that's the last thing he did.
And they still electrocuted him.
White lady's life, basically.
He did all of that, and they still executed him.
You got superpowers. I would have just knocked all them dudes out and dipped.
Yeah, I'd kill every white person in that town.
Pretty much, he was the height. In the movie, he was the height of two fucking men. So,
yep.
Practically.
Can't watch that movie. I'll be too mad.
So that movie and The Legend of Bag of Ants.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you how to play
saw
golf
that movie
for.
Either.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't even want to see it.
Take my hand, boss. Take my hand.
Nah, you got to do the voice. Take my hand, boss. Once I heard that, I said, oh, shit. Here we go.
Oh, that's great.
And that movie, Rosewood, I can't watch none of those.
Yo, why do people my age try to give Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj passes? And Drake, I can't get over it.
No, what happened? Like I told you a couple of days ago, my generation was lost, but the generation that came behind us is lost in hyperspace and in another dimension. They are really fucked up.
Except for the young brothers presently on the phone with us.
Sometimes
I do feel I don't know. Maybe common sense is just thinning out in the gene pool in this generation. Common sense is just not there.
Nope.
I don't know. That's, I say it's encoded in the genes. Common sense being able to able to sense when something isn't stupid.
Last night, Jesse, when you checked the chick, because she made after you posted in the group.
Yeah. Oh my fucking God. I tried to make sure that what I typed didn't sound I didn't want to sound like I'm checking her, just pointing it out. What does him being with a white lady have to do with him dying? too bad he was married to a white woman.
No, he wasn't.
This actor's dead. And some person say, oh yeah, too bad he was married to a white woman. What does that have to do with him being dead?
I swear, people stupid. It's what the...
Did she fact-check before she even said that?
No, she didn't even read the article, because, Mark, you had it right as soon as you said, oh, I thought he was with... Omarosa.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
he was like, I thought he was with... You said, I thought he was with Omarosa. If you read the article, it says his girlfriend, which apparently was his fiancée.
That was my way of
Omarosa.
Checking her.
What did she say?
Oh, she's like, oh, well, that... I thought he... hold on, let me...
I thought... How come you didn't know? You thought you didn't know. But yet you commented See, that's the problem with black. Black women are defective. They like to beef just to beef.
Don't get me started on that.
Yeah, that was dumb, man. I can't believe
she
even fixed her mouth to say that.
Hold on. This is what she said. Last time I read about him, he was with a white woman. Shows how much I follow entertainers, but I digress. That last little bit didn't make any sense. And, you just tried to minimize the fact that you looked at...
That he's stupid.
Right.
And you got checked twice.
Damn. Damn chick.
Like, to be honest, like, I don't know who listens in on Dev's show, on Dev's show, but
yeah.
Sometimes, like Mark, when you were like, hold on, like, when the I forgot the lady's name, she was like pointing out some very questionable things about the imagery that was provided with like certain events, certain current events.
Yeah.
How it was all a part of some kind of plot or something like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
some of that just seems like really far fetched, which she's like, you shouldn't really just blindly accept that. And I'm like, and she says, and following that, she just says this and this, that all it sounds like it just sounds way out of the way, but I mean, I'm not gonna believe it, but I mean, some of it sounds like all right. I mean, some of it could probably check out. Just need something to back it up.
Hey, Mac, was that what's that lady's name?
Yeah, it's her.
How did I know that? Just from what Jesse was saying, how did I even figure that out?
Wait, you've had a run with this person?
No.
Okay, I'm like, what?
But if you go in that group, if you go to some of the archive posts,
yeah,
like she got in an argument with a guy, they disagreed.
Oh,
so
crap.
Automatically she said, "You're an agent."
I think I saw like a piece of an argument. Like, someone was like, "You're an agent," and like I think she was the person who like posted like random shit in the group. Oh, excuse me again, I'm cussing on the air. Oh my god. Yeah, just posting just random things in the group.
Oh my
god. And I'm like,
god.
What does this have to do with anything this group is about?
See,
sometimes
like
y'all talking about. Yeah.
Dude, sometimes insane people are fun, but she just sounds annoying.
Exactly.
No. For her to say that someone is an agent, I'm looking at you, because anytime
she's
you get
causing
a
discord
with her, that's what she does.
Right.
She minimizes you, then accuses you of being dishonest, or at least disingenuous.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sell out.
I'm like,
you're a sellout, but my wife black, so I could be wrong. It don't matter. That shit.
Wow, kid, it's amazing. I was like, I said, gee, this sounds familiar. I'm like,
how are you calling somebody an agent because they disagree with you?
Right.
What's that about?
You talking to somebody that would shoot you in the leg and tell you, don't get mad, your leg will heal. She's that type of person. You gotta leave.
What they call
alone.
Them, like a narcissist or something?
Oh,
everything gotta go her way. What's the highway?
She
feel as though, you know, you ain't gonna get nowhere unless I tell you what it is.
Like,
yeah.
That chick is.
And she can't debate with you objectively.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, I can't deal with people that's illogical with no facts. That drives me insane. I can't do
that.
I
mean, she was pointing out some things about the things that already had been presented out as facts about some of the, like, the thing that she really talked about was the shooting, the Aurora shooting. And point out how some of the pictures that were provided of some of the survivors
right.
of the attack. Basically, some of the pictures you can see people smiling in the background and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, yeah, it seems like kind of out of place. It's like 17 people been like were killed and like a couple dozen more were injured.
Yeah, some people are happy to be alive. take it like that.
But it's just something that kind of that really gets my goat when people just try to present things just as fact. Well, try to tell you to dismiss what's presented. Don't like fully like tell you to like don't fully accept what this is, but accept like let me tell you this without actually backing it up with something.
Right.
Like counteract it. Yeah, it's something that really gets to me when people do that.
Wow.
Oh,
well.
I don't know if
I think she made me hang up the phone one time.
She got him.
No, believe me.
I swear to God, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, it was an overtime on Dev's show, and she made me hang up the phone, man. I swear to God. I was like, man, I didn't want to hear this crap, man.
Believe me, I mute myself and start laughing when she starts saying some, like, things that come out, that sound like they come out of left field.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I'm like, nah, you was
questioning
about
money. I don't even argue
with her. Money. Yeah.
Wait, what?
I don't even debate with her because it's the ends to nowhere.
So, no, I don't know. I want to take a stab at it. I just need to listen in when she's talking, because like sometimes I don't like catch her when she's talking. I'm like doing something else. I come back, she's like rambling about something, and like I catch the middle of it.
Yo, we
but
need to do
know.
A skit on her
inside
the mind of a crazy person.
let me get out of here, guys.
All right,
peace.
All right,
peace.
And
all right, well,
hey, Jesse.
Yeah.
You about to go?
Nah, I'm going to be.
We got about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Right. But I was about to say, what Jesse was asking me about money one time, and she just couldn't answer his question. That's when I had to hold up the phone.
Like,
I'm like,
money. Like,
I remember
okay,
that.
Like, I'm like, okay, so we can't use this, like at the moment. Like, this is pretty much the only working medium. Like, what other alternatives would we go to? Would we just start? And I think she said something about, like, bartering with cows and goats. And some
but who does that?
Whoa, what?
Okay, so,
wait. Bartering with cows and goats? For what?
Like, she pretty much said, like, just using, like a trade. Like, more or less, instead of using the currency that's already here.
Chick, we not in the Old Testament. I'm not trading a cow and a goat.
Like,
I ain't trading none of that.
Like, Mark, I'll give you, like, a bag, of, like, I'll give you a dozen oranges if you can let me, like, rent your goat for, like, a fucking month, like, a month. Like, let me rent your goat for a month, and I'll give you, like, a dozen oranges or something like that.
I understand what she's trying to say. Well, we kind of move past that version of the barter system. She got to give a modern aspect to that. She just can't.
Man, that was strange. That was fair talk, man. I ain't got time to be listening to that.
Yo, that's crazy. She's crazy, y'all. You can't have no logical conversation with nobody that's crazy.
That's why I don't argue with her.
Like on Surreal, I'd rather listen to P. Diddy tell me how to get money than listen to that crap, man.
Playboy.
I'm going to be honest.
Bobby Clientele, Playboy, bad boy.
Well, he might drop a jewel here and there. He ain't going to give it all to you, though.
Well, Playboy.
Yeah.
Behind robbing your people, you got to sell your soul real quick, Playboy, bad boy. What he'll tell you.
I don't know. I've come across a friend of mine suggested a book, and then I heard it suggested again through what's that guy's name? Tariq Nasheed. A book called How to Make a Dollar Out of 15 Cents.
Mm-hmm.
I may check it out because it's about basically how to pretty much manage your money, and I pretty much want to do that right because
I need my money.
Some of my family.
I need to read that book.
I ain't gonna get that book. I already got a book that broke down everything, and there's no need for me to get no other book.
What is it? If you don't
The Amos Wilson book, The Blueprint.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
dog.
Somebody they stole that out. Well, they destroyed that book out of my house.
Damn.
I gotta rebuy that book. That's a book for the shelves. That's a book to show to your kids.
Yeah, instead of getting that Tariq book, I'm telling you, get that book. I think it's about like 600 pages. I need to finish it yet, but
okay.
It's worth
it. Well, I think Holub suggested that book a lot when he posted videos and on his website. He more or less said the book was more of a reference thing. You read it in pieces. Something you'd go from cover to cover, but I mean, if you can, would you be able to share
it's
something?
It's like a Bible. I mean, that's how big, literally how big it is.
Y'all?
In terms of the information that's in it.
And you gotta take notes, and you gotta read the chapters at least twice, like for real.
Yeah, and also follow his, whatever he references, you have to go in, you know, just for yourself, follow his references, which most people don't do.
Okay.
You know, I actually had the chance multiple times, me and Hollop, to see him lecture, and, you know, some of his lectures are online on YouTube. You have to
I've seen
him.
Still
alive?
Lectures.
No, he died.
Died.
Damn, all those great wise dudes that they passed on. You got John Henry Clark books?
No.
Yeah.
Had to read some.
Well, I had.
That dude, that was a wise dude right there.
Oh yeah, I saw a lecture of his, and definitely has some gems to drop.
Yeah.
And man, Chancellor Williams.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's one of Chancellor Williams. I forget which book. One of his books, like one of the first books I went out and bought on my own. After sitting in a African history class, and the teacher, think he referenced one of his books, and then I went and bought the book, and he was also on point.
Yo, speaking of irrational bitches, did you hear what one of those chicks on one of them hip hop reality shows said? She was dissing someone. She was dissing some. I seen on computer. I would never watch one of those shows, but she was dissing one of those chicks on TV, and she said, "You old Harriet Tubman broken down bitch." Now, how do you reference Harriet Tubman to diss another black woman? Do you know what Harriet Tubman did? She went on 13 missions and saved 70 slaves, and you insult that woman?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, yo, Harriet Tubman wasn't a beauty queen, but she didn't have time to put makeup on. She was doing missions trying to save people's lives, you dumb bitch.
She was saying she's old. She's as old as...
I know she's
the same,
but you...
Yeah.
There's no way you should ever diss Harriet Tubman. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hold that woman in reverence. There's no way you diss her. Anybody saying anything disparaging about Harriet Tubman need to get stomped out. And, man, I mean, you know, I feel that Harriet Tubman, Malcolm X, Martin, I think they wasted their time because black people are fucked up.
Yeah, not enough people know their history.
They probably, that was his personal mission, though.
Yeah, man.
I believe Matt Turner's his was his personal.
Yo, people in England don't like the king. I mean, they don't like the queen, but they won't get on TV and diss her. Black people that diss Harriet Tubman and Martin Luther King on TV. Let everybody know how they feel.
Yep, we got 3 minutes left, fellas.
Alright, well, that reminds me of the Boondocks episode where Martin Luther King was resurrected.
Yeah, I seen
like,
that.
Will y'all niggas shut the
he
fuck up?
He said, you dumb, ignorant niggas. I'm going to Canada.
He went in.
Last thing. I guess, did anybody hear about the little kid who opened up a lemonade stand in Detroit or something like that?
Yeah. Did you post that, Jesse? I think you posted that.
I think so. I don't think I posted.
I ain't hear about that one.
But I saw it.
What happened?
Okay.
I saw it.
Pretty much a kid. He did a lemonade stand to help the state of help Detroit. They were in bankruptcy, I believe that's what it was. Like, I know it's somewhere. Like, I remember seeing it in one of the groups. Like, basically he opened up a lemonade stand to help the city of Detroit with their money issues, and instead of doing that, the mayor, he basically told him to keep the money and use it towards his education.
Okay. I think they made it black anyway.
Yeah, the mayor's. Yeah, I saw a picture of him, pretty much.
Yeah. That was cool, though. That was nice.
I want that kid in City Hall in 10 years. Put him in there. Damn. Before he gets corrupted by a nasty ass Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit.
Detroit is fucked up. Damn. Damn, yo, black people gotta get it together. This shit is bad.
Yeah, it's real bad.
I heard some white people talking, we gotta get this civil war going if Barack gets elected. That. No, I'm like, really, here they go again.
I think they scared, man.
They scared, but they got guns, so it don't matter.
Yeah, they guns. They got guns, but I don't even think they really ready, man.
But see, all the black people with guns, all the black people with guns is killing each other.
Yeah, but they scared. And I'm not gonna take them serious until I see mass killing.
I'll take them
white people.
I'll take them seriously, because I.